The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
We're going to skate to one song only. Lady Hump by the Black Eyed Peas. What you going to do with all that junk inside my trunk? I'm going to get you drunk off my lady hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely lady hump.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
PFW in Progress with Red Kirsch.
It's over. All the endorsements, everything gone. Oh my God, I can't get a real job. It'll kill me.
Paul Perillo.
Is that your routine or a performance of Cirque du Soleil? Besides, you're too late. They already handed out the girls' medals this morning.
And Andy. And Andy?
You an official here? Because you have officially given me a boner.
Andy Hart.
Ah! Nutsack!
Hey! You gotta be careful, man. Unlike you, I actually use these things.
Hey, look, I didn't mean to drag your balls into the discussion. That was uncalled for. They're fine. I overreacted.
Eric Scalavino.
So how'd it go with your lady? Carve up any ice? With your wiener?
For now, anyway.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Did you just say mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped, like in a bottle?
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
From here on out, you guys are a team. Do you understand? You are going to eat together, sleep together. You are going to pee together. You're going to file a joint income tax return. Practice starts now.
All right, and so does PFW in Progress, starting right now here at Gillette Stadium. Tuesday, April 1st. Anybody have any April Fools played on them so far? Or have you played on any tricks on anyone else?
No, I wanted to. My wife wouldn't let me.
Really?
You know how we're planning a Disney trip?
Yeah.
I wanted to tell the kids this morning that, because they don't know yet.
Yeah.
And then just tell them, I'm just kidding, April
Fools.
That's
terrible.
And I wanted to see if they'd cry.
Just send it into Jimmy Fallon or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awful.
She wouldn't let me do it.
Yeah, that's terrible. I don't know. April Fool's isn't what it used to be. Anyway, but we're here to talk about the Patriots.
In my day, April Fool's was something.
That's right.
What? Like, what was different?
I think more people partook.
Well, because in this day and age, you get in trouble if you do
right,
it.
Right.
Everybody's so sensitive.
I know.
Like, I saw somebody tweet out, all you journalists looking for a job, just wait till all the April Fool's jokes go bad today and apply to those spots. Like, everybody's so sensitive. Everything's serious. You can't have any fun with anything.
Except on this show.
Right. That's right. Why I said we're going to talk a lot of Bush on this show.
It's the last bastion of...
Bush.
Of places to have fun.
Do you like Bush?
Michael Bush?
No, George. I wasn't specific. I just asked if you liked Bush.
Well, it's a close shave.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Yes, it does.
It does, but like, what does it mean?
Yeah, so we'll talk about the
right.
Reported interest in Michael Bush.
Supposedly visiting. I liked him 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Not sure I like him anymore.
Talk a little bit of Vince Wilfork, a little bit, high-level view of DeSean Jackson. You know, I don't think the Patriots are interested, but who knows? There was a report that there were two or three teams, secret teams,
right,
that were, and of course, everyone.
And that's on the heels of the original right. reports that we contacted them about a trade when
right.
he was still on the Eagles.
Yeah.
So it's not a huge leap if we were interested in trading for him to say we could be one of the secret teams, because we tell everybody that we want to be a secret team.
Right. So
said, I don't think we're going to sign him.
We'll talk a little bit about that and, anything else that might pop
Wendy?
Up. Wendy?
Yeah, he's back.
Ryan Wendell.
Oh, yeah. Well, they re-signed him, yeah. So
Legarette.
Yeah.
Gone.
Peace out.
Garrett Blunt is gone.
Blunt force trauma has moved on to
Vince.
Vince. Yeah.
As we said, Fred, on last show.
Right.
As Paul vehemently argued against us.
Well, you know.
Oh, that was last show?
That was just another example of me being wrong, yeah. Eric.
Well, no, but Paul
as Fred brought up many, many during the course of that show. Just add another one to the list. Now the show has started.
You gotta listen. All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline. 855-PATS-500. We'll be here for 2 big hours talking everything Patriots and beyond.
We gotta expand this show.
We do?
I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time to have wrong predictions.
to eat. Well, I, you know.
And that was the wrongest.
But you know, Paul, what you were saying.
That was one of my best ever. Because literally, and I tweeted it out to make fun of myself, literally 2 hours, 3 hours after I said my piece about why I didn't think he was going to resign, he resigned.
Well, but even worse than that, he was probably re-signing, like, while you were saying it. He was probably here midday signing the contract.
Well, I assume it probably happened the day before, but I'm saying when we found out that
the capper would have been if Paul had said on the show, if he resigns, I resign.
Nice. He's promised that before.
Say, I wouldn't say that.
He never pays off his bets. He was going to shave his head. He did that like 5 years after he promised he'd shave his head.
But, Paul, what you said was, I just don't think the Patriots will pay him.
Right.
And do you believe that they did? Do you think they?
More than I thought they would, yeah.
So, I don't. I think Vince took it.
You do?
Yeah. I think he kind of caved.
Well, but you don't know what the market was. I think that he made more here than he would have made.
I don't think there's any question.
I personally would have just rolled the dice.
I think this is the best of both worlds for him.
Right.
See, I don't.
He gets to roll the dice after this year. Yeah. Or he gets paid.
Right.
Yeah. I don't. For him, and from the stance I was projecting through him, he lost. He has to do things to earn his money that he didn't have to do. They took money away from him.
I don't think he lost anything.
But he didn't have the option to do it the way you wanted him to do it.
Well, he could dig his feet in.
And they were going to cut him.
Right. And so, I want my freedom.
Then
if it's a principle thing, then yes, I want freedom. But I will go find elsewhere.
But don't you think?
And I will cut off my nose to spite my face.
Well, that's what would have happened.
And you don't know that.
And I think his
You don't know that.
I think his agent did.
Maybe.
And I think his agent. And
depends how much of a part his agent played in this, too.
Yeah, it's true.
It might have been more of a Vince and Bianca thing than an agent thing. But if it was really sort of the way I was positioning it, trying to think like he would, I would have just said, screw you, cut me whenever, I'll do fine. I'm good.
Okay. No one else has any.
I missed it.
Yeah.
I thought he would. I didn't think the Patriots would pay him.
Is this a good thing? Him. Are you happy that he's back?
Eh.
I mean, I am.
I would have been happier if I had Jared Allen.
Oh, sure. You are. Yeah. I mean,
I'm excited he's back. Sure.
Why? I would rather have had.
Because I think.
Because he was playing at a high level now before he got injured last year.
I never said he wasn't.
I did.
I had no comment on that.
I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine.
I tweeted this. I think leadership wise, it's really big. I think there was going to be some questions about the leadership of this team and the badasses and the edge and whatever it would be. In terms of that, I think it's great. In terms of, we got a run-stuffing defensive tackle or whatever, meh. I'm not really all that excited about it, whatever. You're better than you were with Joe Valano on the field. Yes, that's 100% true.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing all around to have him back. Another report that came out, according to Darrelle Revis's trainer, he's looking absolutely great. The ACL isn't even an issue. Doing all his drills, he's going to.
Wasn't this a Shakespearean play?
He's going to be better than ever.
Much ado about nothing.
Well,
he played 16 games last year. Like, what is the story here? Hello.
Well, my first reaction is, I wish this guy would just shut his mouth. I mean, why is he even
the trainer?
Yeah. Why is he even talking about this?
Because he's trying to get attention for himself.
Yeah. Right, but like,
I understand why he's talking.
Yeah. Much ado about nothing.
It's
like,
his
there
institute.
Is nothing there.
Yeah. Right? The guy, it's his institute in Arizona.
It got front page real estate on NFL.com as a result.
Well, they have nothing else really
to talk about.
Because people like Chris Ferreira run those places and just care about throwing crap up there and not.
Well,
Fred, what did I call it? Tricks?
For clicks.
What did they?
It's all it's about in this day and age.
Did NFL.com put the Herald story there, or did they have a separate story? Because I didn't read an NFL.com story.
I think the guy that on NFL.com mentioned, you know, the trainer talked to Jeff Howe.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a Florio version type thing.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was a separate story and there was anything else that I missed because I only read the Jeff Howe.
I would have gone to NFL.com, but it usually doesn't work, so you know, I just skipped.
He referred to the Jeff Howe story.
We do have time left in the voting, so Paul, if you need to step away from the show for a little while, the greatest quarterback ever, Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady, both in the Elite Eight.
Fans That's showing great. Their intelligence.
Yeah.
Very savvy.
What?
It's a very savvy group of fans here in New England. I've said that all along
Troy
about Patriots fans.
He beat Aikman, but then I think he beat somebody else in between, right?
Terry Bradshaw.
Bradshaw's still there against.
Oh, is he?
It's Bradshaw and Unitas is the other bracket.
Oh.
Well, he shouldn't beat Unitas.
No.
If he beats Unitas, I'm going to get mad.
I've been told he's not even beating McNabb. He's going to beat by McNabb.
He should beat McNabb.
Yeah, Paul, you got a phone in front of you. Go to it.
I don't
have to click submit.
I don't vote for those things.
So he's in the Elite Eight of his bracket?
The Elite Eight. He's in the, I guess, the Eastern bracket or whatever, and he's going against McNabb. The other side of that bracket is Bradshaw Unitas. Brady is going against...
Joe Namath wasn't on there?
He was. He lost.
To who?
Somebody else. The other side is Brady versus Rogers in the right now bracket, and then Montana Marino in the...
Oh, who put that together? The NCAA? why is Brady and Rogers in the same bracket?
They have to put
Montana in...
I also think it's flawed to have Montana and those together.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think that's a semifinal because if Brady, I mean, you could argue that Bledsoe could beat McNabb, and then you could easily argue that he could beat, say, Terry Bradshaw because of the generational and all that.
Right.
So you want Drew Bledsoe in the final of your freaking tournament? Like,
I'm not sure I care for that tone.
Yeah.
And conversely, do you want Brady beating Montana in a semifinal game or whatever instead of the final? Like, stupid.
Well, it's just for fun. So I don't.
Yeah, but just really? For fun should be done the right
really?
Way.
I'm not losing too much sleep over it.
Yeah. I voted Otto Graham and he didn't even win.
Well,
you really went on and voted?
Yeah.
Oh jeez.
For Otto Graham?
And you make fun of me?
I did vote for Otto Graham.
Really?
Ever since I saw that stat that he won a title for like 12 straight years or something, I was like all in on Otto Graham.
I think it's.
Or
10,
did you like right? that he wore the? Didn't he wear 66 or?
I don't know.
It was 60.
Oh, 60. Six, yeah, he wore a six, weird oh. number, right?
Well, I spent Saturday.
No good quarterback
in my backyard. Raking up like years and years of levels of leaves and stuff, and I think
why?
I found pieces of the Malaysian flight.
Okay, flight jokes are now allowed.
Wow, where did that come from?
I don't know. I was just watching.
Well, there was behind you a picture of a plane or whatever something.
All right.
I actually thought he was going to like reel us in, and we were spending too much time on this. And he was going to no. He has to tell a Malaysian flight joke.
So you guys have started looking at your college tapes.
Yes,
a little bit.
Anybody so far jumped off besides the obvious guys?
Deion Buchanan is he obvious? Yeah. He's my all-in this year. I know he's like a second round pick, so it's how do you get him? But
I don't even think he liked Mendenhall this early.
I don't know. I liked him at the combine. I watched his tape. I liked him even more, and I like the need. I think the need and the player available in the second round. Bill, I know you've blown second round safeties in the past. Go get this one.
Backs,
this
safeties.
Is the right second round safety. Go get him.
Now, according to Mike Mayock, he's his number four safety.
Right, out of eight in his top five.
Well, no, out of five.
Once again, he did it yesterday. He's got seven receivers in his top five. You're the dean of scouting. You're the smartest man in the world.
But
grow a pair and make 5-5.
In all fairness, if some guys are equally rated by
they're
him,
not. A great man once told me all things are never equal.
Can I ask?
You're not allowed to say, Commissioner, can I take all three because they're really all the same? I have them rated the same. You got to pick.
You don't have to.
You do.
No, these are.
Then don't do a top five. Give me your top safeties and just do a group. Don't call it a top five when there's seven.
That's all.
That is inherently flawed. Top five equals five, not seven.
I don't think. Yeah.
Mike Mayock.
I don't think he calls them top five. He just calls them
top five. It says top five. Mike Mayock's top five.
Top five.
It does.
I have no problem with it. I
Why?
No
I do, but I'm not going
to
scream.
As a fan, I'm here to learn.
I actually think it would draw more interest to him because, ooh, he made a decision. Yeah. He made Benjamin five. He left out
Cooks or somebody. I disagree. I'm there to be educated, and it's not a contest. It's not...
So don't call it a top five.
It's not a contest. It's a rating board. And if he feels that there are seven guys that are all in that same.
You can't.
I'm,
all things are never equal.
I have no
problem. When you come down to it, you actually have to make a pick.
As a fan, I'm there to learn. I'm not there to find out who
wins. You're there elsewhere to learn.
I'm telling you who.
I count on Mike Mayock.
I say I'm there to learn. He's like, no, you're not.
Well, you're
not there to learn.
Then you're as flawed as Mayock.
You're not there to learn.
Because don't you...
you should see his arms. They're flailing.
If you go...
It's like T-Rex.
The T-Rex arms, yeah.
If you trust Mike Mayock and respect his opinion, correct?
Yes.
Like, you think he's a great analyst, right?
One of many.
So don't you want to know, in his respected opinion, how he would differentiate between 5, 6, 7. Don't just tie him. Take the easy way out.
But I know from his respected opinion that he's got a couple guys outside of 5 that are just as good. And I want to know
but
that.
But they're not just as good. You've got to make a decision. You cannot draft 3 guys at once.
In his opinion,
there are no
just
ties.
As good.
This is why he could never be a GM, because GMs
like
can't say, I'll take all 3. Yeah. GM has to make a decision.
I'm good with it.
And here's the other thing.
But that's
Fred,
not the purpose of this.
As Rex Ryan would say, let them drop. Just let them drop, Mike, and pick 5.
No, the purpose of this is to see who he feels is highly rated, and he's giving me
then
that.
Give me Mike Mayock's highly rated wide receivers.
I have no
not his top 5.
I have no problem.
That has 7.
I have no problem with
you
it.
You wouldn't.
See, you're just jealous.
Because the only thing you're more a homer for than the Patriots is NFL.com.
Oh, because I go to the geek meetings with them, and
that particular
great.
Guy, though, because of his ties to the Patriots.
Pull
he
your
does,
head
he
out
does
of
need
his
to
Mayock.
He does need to fish or cut bait, though. I mean, if he's listing that it's specifically 5, he needs to pick 5.
And you have a best of the rest. He always does
exactly.
an out or just missed or whatever.
Honorable mention.
Put him in
just
there.
Missed, yeah.
That's fine. Or, and no, those don't actually have to be, you don't have to give me 3 for every one of those. If you think nobody's close, there's only a top 5,
right.
then don't put just missed.
So what Andy's talking about, the two positions that Andy's talking about is in his wide receiver, he's got
7.
3 guys tied for 5.
Right.
You can't
so
do
his
that.
Top 5 has
and
7.
And in quarterback, he's got that. 2 guys tied for 5.
Yeah,
which I'm okay with. I want to learn
are.
About
because you're a
guys.
Liberal.
You can learn about
the
Fred.
If there's a guy that's that close, you know, I want to know who he is.
Yeah, but Fred, you can do that. Like Andy said, put like an honorable mention or just missed, and then you still can learn.
So
about
you give
them.
It another title, and now you're okay.
No,
with
he already
it.
Has
yes.
that, doesn't he?
No,
what does he have under the list?
He's got rise or fall. Who rose or who fell?
Well, we'll know who fell. You he know. Fell out of the top 5. Oh wait, he didn't because he's 7.
But let's.
But wait, he did because he's 7.
Just to make the point a little further, Fred. If Mayock were in a war room. Having to draft for a team, and his pick comes up. He can't say, I'm going to take these 3
right.
guys because
exactly.
they're tied.
But that's
you
not
have
what
to pick.
This is.
It is what it is.
What
people
it is.
Want to know how
people
they're
people
want
to know who he would pick if he had a pick
yeah.
between
you
those
just
three.
Said
that's
you
the question here.
That is the question.
No, the question.
When you rank
all
them.
All this is ranking by position.
Right.
That's all
you know
it is.
What the question was?
Who I
hey,
would
Mike,
pick.
Who are your top 5 wide receivers?
You're taking
well, here's
it
my
totally out of context.
No, we're not.
And you're
we're giving it the exact context of top 5.
You're putting a parameter on it that doesn't need to be put on.
You're right, because it's called the top 5.
He put the 5 on it.
He put the 5 on it. Not me.
No one is saying
he wanted
Mike,
to give me 10. That'd be
who,
fine.
Who would you take with your first pick? No one's saying that.
Well, he's already
that's
on record
it,
saying
that's
that
not
17
what this
different
is.
Times.
When you list the guy as 1 out of
no,
5, that's what that means.
It's position rankings, pure and simple. It's
yes.
not who you would pick.
Yes.
First.
How many? What does he call? Oh, it's a top 5.
It's that's all it
it's
is.
It's a top 5.
No, Fred,
it's
if,
a top 5.
If you were
I
going
think
to pick,
you guys have just a thing against Mike Mayock and you're nitpicking.
No, I am
no,
not.
No, it would have been for I would feel that way
anybody
for anybody
gives
who does
me
that.
A top 5 with 7.
If you
the
list
same
the guy
thing
1
to
through
Peter
5
King when he often has ties in his votes.
If you
exactly.
if you honestly think the last 3 guys are about the same, I want to know that. As
see,
a fan.
I don't.
But you
want to know
that.
How
I
you would pick them.
I want to
yes.
know which one
how
you
would
think
your
them.
Experience
I
want to
know which one he thinks is best.
Who would you pick?
And you started this whole thing by saying you respect his opinion. I do too. I want to know who he thinks is better.
I respect it less when he doesn't make
right.
a pick.
Last year he had several positions.
Because anybody
picking.
Can do that.
He is picking. He's
I'm
picking
not asking
a top
him
5.
To pick. I'm not asking him to pick. I'm asking him to tell me who he thinks is best.
Who he would right. pick.
I'm right. actually asking him to pick. If you're going to pick a top 5, have 5 players.
I'm looking
in
for
it.
His top-rated players.
Right. right. And I don't know what that is.
And he's saying at 5, I have all of these guys rated
right.
about the same.
You can't do that.
Yeah, and I don't want
what
that. I want to know who he thinks. I want to know who he thinks is best.
One player at a time.
Oh my God! He's not picking players.
Yes, he is. He's picking the top 5.
Wait a minute. If he weren't picking players, he shouldn't put a numerical order
right.
to them. He should just put bullet points.
Guys, I like.
Yeah.
Well, he's ranked and he's saying these,
if you rank them, that
these
means
bottom 3 are about the same. That's all he's saying.
But if you make a pick, you have to pick only one. You can't pick 3
but,
guys
but
at the same
time. But in
this
thing, he's not making a pick.
He is.
There is no
he
thing
is.
You have to.
You're
pick
right.
One.
He's not. He should be. He should be picking the 5th best.
Fred, don't you
he's got a top 5.
Don't you think there's an element?
I can't believe we're arguing about this.
I can't. Oh, I mean, this is what we do all the time.
I can't believe that it's gotten so
heated. And Andy's like screaming at the top of his lungs.
It really annoys me. Really, really annoys me. Grow a pair and pick 5.
Don't you think it's just an effort on his part to cover as many bases
exactly.
as he can?
Exactly. He's covering his own ass.
So if right. that's 7th or 8th guy that he
exactly.
has.
Exactly. No, you didn't. You had him in your top 8.
No. That's my top 5. That's what I do.
That's why you have to. Andy's right. You have to just make a decision. So what if the guy ends up being a future, a Hall of Famer? Whatever. You had him close. He was in the mix. But
I think
make
he's
a
really sensitive. I get the vibe. He's really sensitive.
Oh, obviously, if he can't make a pick.
Are you done defending him just because?
I would be happy. I have no problem with it. I have no problem. If he feels,
I respect his opinion, and if he feels
that there's a bunch of guys that are ranked about the same, I want to know that. I have no problem with it.
This is wishy-washy. I don't know why you guys have such a problem. It's wishy-washy because when he's on television on draft day and one of those three guys gets picked,
he'll say,
I had him in my top five. And then nobody on the set is going to challenge him and say, yeah, but who would you have picked if you were making that?
That's a good point.
Well, he wouldn't do it.
I think he would.
No, he wouldn't.
You don't think he would?
No, because if he would, he would have ranked them five or six or seven.
That's another discussion. But this is an educational thing for me.
I'm getting as mad as he is.
And, I want to know.
I'm more mad at Fred than I am at,
I want to know if he thinks AJ McCarron is about the same as Jimmy Garoppolo, then
I want to know that.
I want to know who he thinks is better.
He can do both.
He has 10 years of doing this, whatever. Who would you slot slightly ahead?
He's supposed to be an expert. I want to know his opinion.
When you don't make an opinion, you're not an expert anymore.
I think you guys are.
Anybody can throw eight names out there.
I also think you guys have something against Mike Mayock. Number one, I have something against guys who can't make decisions.
They can't
form opinions.
He does get really mad at Peter King when he splits his votes.
You can't do that.
There's no such thing as a tie. There's just not. And the things that bother me about this are, number one, he does this at several positions. Now, you say he has only two of them right now. That's low for him.
It is low.
Usually it's about four or five. And number two, it's always a tie for fifth.
Yeah.
Why is it never a tie for first? Second?
Yeah. Or second.
This is just telling me it's a fraud. It's a way to get as many names.
That's a good point.
It's a way to get as many names mentioned as possible. So if the eighth guy happens to get drafted before the fifth guy, he looks better.
Yeah.
That's all this is.
But you can chop it up any way you want.
But to that point,
he is clearly saying who his top guy is in each of these. And there's no ties for first. He's clearly saying who he thinks is best in each category.
Is he? I thought it was just educational. He was just throwing guys out.
Well, he's ranking really them one through five.
Oh, he is? And then it stops there because he doesn't rank them the rest of the way.
So you agree with us?
No, I have no problem with it. I want to learn about as many guys as I can.
And why can't you?
Why are you limited to his top five?
I don't understand why you can't learn about a guy if he doesn't have him in his top five.
Yeah, that makes no sense because he doesn't even write anything about him.
He's not writing anything about him.
No, each one of them have links to their profiles.
Yeah, but that's not him.
That's not him.
You know, so I have no,
that has nothing to do with him.
You guys are, really, really upset about this.
Yes.
I'm not okay.
Words have meaning.
I'm not upset
Top
about
Top five it. Should have five. Words
I'm upset
have
with you. I'm not upset with him as much as I am with you.
I am disappointed in you for arguing.
It's interesting because when you click on Johnny Manziel, for example, Nolan Naraki is the guy who wrote the profile.
Yeah, he's doing that now.
For NFL?
Yeah, that's the only place I've seen him pop up is NFL. Since his post.
So there is no Pro Football Weekly guide anymore.
But if they're smart, aren't they going to put out a guide?
Who, NFL?
Yeah, if that's his employer now, a publication.
They should.
I mean, it's all good to have it on web, but get people to put, $20 down to get the magazine.
Or come out with an app that's easy to use, that's just that.
But chart.
And chart.
See, I still like the book. You still like the book, too. You flip through it. You find the guy when he's drafted.
Got a book. Got to have a book.
They should put out. You should bring that idea to the meetings you go to.
And that book is the best for that.
It was. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to do it anymore.
But he's the book, so he's still the best if you thought he was the best.
Nolan Naraki. Yeah.
See, you actually didn't get anything from Mayock. He gave you nothing except a top seven.
That's fine with me. I'm good with that.
But I thought this was about education.
I'm good with that. I want to know.
He didn't educate you.
It's fine with me. It did.
He couldn't differentiate between three guys, so in no way did he educate you, inform you, or make you a better
You're being very nitpicky. You're being very nitpicky.
Nitpicky.
Yeah.
Picking nits.
Yeah.
So if I had a test in school and she said, give me five whatever.
This is not a test.
And I gave seven.
It's not a fair comparison.
Oh, you're nitpicking. I gave seven.
It's not a fair comparison. It's not a test.
It is.
It's not.
It's a test to whether the man knows what five means.
All right.
And he does not. He has failed miserably. He would fit in well in your liberal-based common core math.
Yeah, I don't see anywhere here, though, where it says Mayock's top five, but maybe you saw that somewhere else.
Maybe
they took it off because
that's
what
they always do.
I thought you were going to say, I didn't see anything here that indicates it's liberal.
Right.
No, they always tweeted out immediately the great Mayock's top five or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't see it.
And I always immediately retweet and write seven wide receivers.
Freddie, what do you think of Michael Bush, Freddie? Andy wants to talk Bush.
I think he could be a good replacement for Blunt. He's a bigger back, 6'1".
Why did you have to make arm movements?
It's like 240, 245.
I
loved him coming out of college. Remember, he came out with the broken leg. And then I thought he would have been a nice signing for the Patriots 2 years ago. The trouble is, ever since, he's been like a 3 yards in a cloud of not much.
and on a team
pulverized that, rubber pellets
that could run the ball.
Yeah,
you know, Chicago's got a good run game with.
I mean,
with
he was an utter disappointment for them. They signed him to like a 4-year, $14 million deal, gave him some guaranteed money. He did nothing there. He was three and change type guy, nothing. And now they have a guy. They have Forte.
No, but that's what I'm saying. They have the ability to run the ball, so it's not like you're on a terrible team that couldn't run and couldn't get out. They have a back who's been very effective while Bush was there, and yet Bush didn't seem to have the same kind of efficiency. We didn't expect him
but
to run for 1,000 yards or anything.
If he came here, he would get more chances, theoretically, you know, whenever Ridley goes through his fumbling.
And a better system.
I don't know that.
I don't know if it's a better running system.
He also played in two systems,
we'll
right?
We'll see.
Better quarterback, for sure.
But one was, Trestman's only been there a year, right?
Yeah.
So he played 1 year under Lovey, and then 1 year under Trestman. So two systems.
Yeah. So, it, you know, we just know of their interest. Now, is he here for a visit, or is
reportedly will visit. I don't know that he's here today. It was reportedly will visit.
Okay.
According to
and there was no specification.
Rap sheet.
Yeah. He would seem to be a guy that makes a lot of sense to replace Blunt because he's a similar size and
he's a bigger back.
Compliment, complimentary type guy who's been used to coming off the bench.
Yep.
That would seem to be what you're looking for.
So that's one person who may be coming in. Since the whole report came out on NJ.com last week about DeSean Jackson and, you know, perhaps associating himself with gang members, and then him coming out and rebutting that, you know, pretty forcefully afterwards. Do we have any opinion now of whether or not the Patriots would sign him or not sign him, or if you were in charge, you would sign or not sign him?
I would not sign him.
You would not?
I feel like I could not based on the recent history here.
Yeah.
Yeah, too soon.
Now, I don't know whether he is or isn't, but I think there are millions of players who are associated with gangs. Not millions, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
A lot of players grow up in... There's a difference between knowing a gang, coming from an area where there are gangs, and being in a gang.
Right.
I don't know which he is, but I don't think just because he's got some photos with gang members or... I think some of it's circumstantial. I don't know whether he is or isn't. Richard Sherman strongly came out in his behalf, tweeted out their Little League baseball picture, known him all my life, nothing to worry. You know, there's been a lot of people that have come out on his behalf, his high school coach.
Right.
But for the Patriots, not to mention he wants to be a $10 million receiver, which,
well,
as
that's
a Patriot,
that's
you're out.
Yeah.
But I also just think too soon, too much, this situation.
He also came out on his own behalf with it
right.
last week.
Yeah, but I'm...
Said, so, I mean, you should point that out.
Nobody says, hell yeah, I'm in a gang.
No, but...
Killed a guy yesterday, bitch.
No, but I'm just saying... It would be different if all these other people were coming out and he didn't say anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he was letting other people say
I just
it,
believe other people more than I believe the person in question. I think a lot of people.
Lie. See, I would rather – I want to hear from the person in question too because I don't want – I want to see if they're – if what they say is genuine or not. I want to try to gauge
if Aaron Hernandez was genuine too. Oh, my life has
I still would have wanted to hear from him.
Allegedly.
Right. You can't – nowadays you just can't trust anyone.
Right. And I'd rather have
– There's no assurance.
People around.
Yeah.
More and more people around that can tell me he's not.
Even if he's not, you know, I don't think he's a gang member. But, you know, to go on TV and give the Crips sign, I mean, that just what are you doing? You know, it sounds to me like, or looks to me like, you want to be associated with them.
It's cred.
You know, and
it's street cred.
That's not good either.
Why does he need street cred?
I don't know. He's got a rap label.
Some of it, I don't know.
Yeah. Rockaport or
I don't know. Jackpot.
Jackpot.
Two C's. Oh, yeah, Jack. Because
two
C's. CK is Crip Killer.
Right. So you can't have those.
So why didn't he change his name on his jersey? Every time he scores a touchdown, people see Crip Killer. Right?
I don't have, you know, all the...
Jackson, I mean.
The details and the answers as to what he's involved in. But there's a lot of guys, like Andy said, you know, I think sometimes it's easy for us to sit here and say, well, you know, why does he need to be involved? And it's not just for street cred. A lot of times these are their guys' friends. These are guys that they grew up with. They're lifelong people. Sometimes it's even more complicated. It's, you know, they recognize this kid as being special and having a talent, so they protect him.
Right.
And they say, you know, in return for that, we want something back on the other side. So,
or don't even say, and it's just kind of...
It's kind of implied.
Understood.
Yeah. You know, Paul Pierce used to give gang signs during Celtics games. Now, he's been able to have a long career in the NBA with really very little incident, very few incidents. He's... was involved.
Got stabbed 9 times.
He got, but that was not gang related. That was
he was stabbed once.
Fred, he stole a guy's girlfriend.
Yeah, no, that wasn't gang.
That wasn't gang related.
Well,
that
he was, never testified against the guy. Right?
No, because he was scared bleepless to do so.
Yeah,
right.
That was old school. That was just a girl.
Yeah.
Now it might have been a gang member. I mean, I don't know like who the guy was, but that was that could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
But he. My point is,
except Michael Sam.
I don't know what DeSean Jackson's situation is. I don't know. Maybe he is very much involved in this gang, you know, in the gang life and all that stuff with the, or maybe the whole thing with the rap label is to try to help some of these guys out.
Right.
You know, that he feels like he sort of owes. I don't know. I mean, he's done some good things. And some of the comments that I heard from people last week, I kind of agree with. He's never been suspended. He's never been in trouble for drugs. He's never gotten arrested. And yet, he's a pariah now.
Right.
Now, if the Patriots did sign him and surprised you, would you be confident that, well, then they must have done their background? They would not sign this guy unless they really, really looked into his background.
Yes. After what happened
last
year.
But I would think that for every team.
Yeah. I would think that they would look into it, but that doesn't mean they're right.
No. But maybe whatever length they went even further.
I don't
now.
Think they were negligent on Aaron Hernandez. I think they knew what
right.
they had
That's
in Aaron
what,
Hernandez.
Exactly. Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah.
Right.
But whatever lengths they went back then, they would go even further now.
That's assuming they didn't go as far as possible.
And maybe not just the Patriots, any team.
Correct. Well, any team is going to go as far as they can.
I agree with Andy and Eric.
They've done that.
Yeah.
But my other argument would be like, was Snoop Dogg not in a gang?
I think he was.
I think he was too. Like, just because you were once in a gang, are we not America? He is now the
and who was
the
one of his
biggest sellout in the history of the world.
One of his biggest friends was Willie McGinnis.
Right. But that's my point. Like, so Willie McGinnis was with Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Dogg was in a gang, and now Snoop Dogg's on the Martha Stewart show making brownies.
Right.
Like, doesn't mean you're 365 days a year you murder somebody because you were once in a gang.
Right. That's kind of what my point was.
My bigger issue with him is I think he's a dink. Not gang related. Like, just bitching about the ball, bitching about being paid, being about, you know, you got $10 million, now you're worth 11, or, you know, you want it. He's got a little Darrell Revis in him. Every year you're going to have to renegotiate.
And let's get to the bottom line of this thing. That's why the Eagles let him go.
Right.
They didn't let him go because of any affiliation with gangs. Right. That was their convenient
thing.
They
let him go because
the timing was too convenient there for me. They knew that story was
coming
out and they were ready to pounce.
Had outgrown the need. They feel like they have enough weapons, enough offense, whatever, that they don't have to deal with his crap. And crap is not guns. Crap is, oh, I don't want the ball more. Oh, I want more money. Oh, I want this. Oh, I'm not coming to that meeting.
He has been a volatile guy people talk about, you know, him coming in and helping some of the young receivers. I think that's not going to happen. He's not going to be a guy that's going to help with the younger guys. He's a me guy. Now, listen, he's incredibly talented, and I am intrigued by his skill set, but I just don't think it's worth the other stuff around him. I think that the word gang to me is a deal breaker just because of the situation we're in with Hernandez. I don't think he can go that way.
I don't think
Mr. Kraft can do that.
Sorry,
unless again they do their due diligence and they know for a fact.
Well, there was.
But
I don't think you can do that because you don't know for a fact. How can you know? Especially what we learned.
They knew
that
for a fact on Aaron Hernandez.
I don't know why you think
they're going to work harder.
We said it at the time, or at least I did, that I hope the Hernandez thing doesn't make them scared to make any decision like that.
I would think it's going to make them shy away from a gang-related kind of story. It's not like Brandon Browner is a guy that's an example of a guy that they weren't afraid of. They weren't afraid because of Hernandez to say, well, we got to stay away from this guy. He's suspended from the league, you know, for 3 violations and whatnot. It's not the same thing. But I think the gang affiliation with DeSean Jackson is too similar to Hernandez to me.
And too soon.
Yeah, way
it's less
too
than
soon.
A year. Maybe 3 years for now.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time. Time heals all, and we can consider it. But it's less than a year.
Yeah,
you will have been. And don't tell me that wouldn't be a massive story everywhere that less than a year after one of their players allegedly murdered somebody, they've hired a guy who allegedly has gang ties. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can't. Too soon.
But there is this report that I saw I forgot who it was yesterday, said that there are two teams who are actively in deep negotiations with him who weren't among the teams reported initially
expressed interest. Supposedly Washington could be really close.
They're very close. He's there, and I guess they went to breakfast or something.
Well, the coaches ate with him. Then there's photos with him with like the whole receiving core.
Right.
Like he looks already entrenched in Washington.
Yeah, I think, but, you know, according to the reports, they just haven't decided on the money yet.
Yeah, they would also need cap space here,
which is a lot,
to do that.
Report by Mike Reese via ESPN that Will Smith is visiting the Patriots today.
Oh. The Fresh Prince?
That's a good addition.
Parents, they don't understand.
Yeah.
The roof was open.
So you like that idea, Will Smith?
I like that idea.
Yeah.
They need another guy.
They need a third guy.
They need a third guy.
I would have liked a different third guy, but I mean, as long as they're going after a third guy, then that's fine, I guess.
Jared Allen.
Yeah, I mean, I would put Will
Jared
Smith.
Jared Allen is signed. He's not available.
He's not available.
I'd put Will Smith in that John Abraham category.
I would not.
No?
No.
I would.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I think he's a veteran guy who's had some success on the outside. I agree with you.
Sure. Andy, you're
not
saying
as much
nah.
success as Abraham.
Yeah, I think
did.
Abraham's a better player.
Abraham is a
has
better
had
player.
A much better career.
I would still take.
He feels like a plan C, which is fine, because apparently they didn't even look into plans A, B, and D.
Another, speaking of Mike Reese and Glenn from Natick reminds me of it. Mike had a little analysis type opinion piece about Mark Harrison, that he could be a candidate to convert to tight end. 6'3", about 240 or so, 230. What do you think about, a move tight end?
We've been talking about that for over a year.
A move tight end.
We've been talking about that for over a year.
Okay. All right. Well,
I also can't
wait. He came out of school. That was what people projected him as. It was a move tight end. Unfortunately, we never saw him on the field. So to project him as anything is a waste of time at this point until he actually can. But, yeah, I mean, that was his M.O. coming out of school, was that he probably was going to be an H-back move tight end in the NFL.
I can't wait for us to actually see Mark Harrison and Armin Armstead on the field in pads finally doing something so that we can stop taking
Harrison
questions about what do you think these guys are going to do?
And we can say, he's
going to get cut. Yeah.
And, Armstead will get killed by Mankins. Sucks too. Glad we waited 2 years for these guys.
Well, we've never gotten more questions about two players who've never played for this team.
Yeah. People always think the grass is greener.
Yeah,
well, right now, specifically at those, certainly at tight end, you don't have anybody.
Right.
So you're trying to, could this work? Could that work? Until they either sign or draft somebody, there appears to be a glaring hole there. I just don't know anything about Harrison other than that was his MO coming out of college. He was going to be a big H-back move tight end type. Yeah. And that he had that issue at the combine.
Speaking of tight ends, was it some general manager really had some
critical
things to say about Ebron? Who's
the whole draft class. Ebron sucks, got a bad attitude. Safarian Jenkins, bad attitude. The whole draft class sucks. The three tight ends that went last year are better than all these guys. Like, absolutely.
Which GM was it that said it? Do we know?
No.
No?
That would have been a good story if a GM on the record just shredded an entire position.
Well, or
personal.
At least, it could be a GM that actually wants a tight end and is trying to give that misinformation out.
Certainly,
there.
Certainly. You know? Because
part of the chess match,
it is sort of an outlier opinion. Certainly, I think Ebron, or is it Ebron or Ebron?
I believe it's Ebron.
I thought it was Ebron. I think he's overrated. I am not sold on him by any measure, and he is supposedly the top tight end, top half, first round. I'd be scared to death to draft him up there.
Okay. Stripper says that Pro Football Focus has some bad words to say on Will Smith.
I just read that.
He's just out of gas.
Way out of gas.
Yeah.
And if he's
a Patriot.
If he's done, he's done. I mean, that's I don't pretend to know every single snap that Will Smith took last year. There's a reason they let him go. And I know everybody will just say, well, you can't pay everybody a salary cap. You keep the guys that you want to keep. Mm.
They were in cap hell until they signed the highest
rated
free
agent. Right, until they spent the most money on a safety of anybody.
Did you mention, by the way, Fred, when you were talking about Revis earlier, that he's working out with the two Wilsons?
Yeah. Yeah.
The two safety Wilsons?
Yeah. It's interesting.
One of
Arizona.
Which will be on the team.
Actually, I can't guarantee that.
That's true.
I'll guarantee
neither of which.
I'll guarantee you one of them won't.
Right.
Yeah.
Tavon may or may not be. That's a good point.
Fred from Delaware says, guys, I know a source very close to the player, family member, that says D-Jack was raised around the Crips but never joined. They looked after him when he was young but never a Crip. You can't really compare him to Hernandez. That's unfair because Hernandez had a history of crime and drugs. Deshaun has never been arrested or suspended. Hernandez got everyone paranoid and overblowing this. Also, the picture ESPN put up with him and two Crips were him and two Philly rappers. This is a very stupid story, says Fred in Delaware.
That seems to be a pretty – on Twitter, when he got released, there were a wide-ranging people defending him and also questioning sort of the credibility of the story, the time, like
I didn't
everything.
Think the story was very well researched and written, the story on NJ.com. I didn't think there was really a whole lot of meat.
It just
to
so it. Smacked me of that same type of Globe story that they did, the chicken and beer story after – you know, they got rid of the manager, or, you know, the story they did recently on Remy. It just seems like it wasn't investigative reporting. It was a reporter that was handed information, you know, that on the way out, you know, player, you know, I don't know, the timing, I guess.
But that happens a lot in all walks of life.
Yeah, it
but
does.
even if you wanted to sign him, you'd have to probably do some more maneuvering under the cap.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
If what you have now is reported looking for 9 to 10 per year.
Yeah, and that's really, forget about all the other stuff. When you come down to it, is he worth that much money and aggravation? You know,
and I would agree with the emailer, by the way, saying that, you know, Hernandez's rap sheet before anything happened in the pros was much more extensive than DeSean Jackson's.
All right, so we've set quite a table. A lot of things to talk about, and
literally,
we're going to get to that right after we take this break.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company, one that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy, one whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country, one that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights, track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved, with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
We all know that Paul Perillo is an award-winning journalist, but did you know he's also an excellent babysitter?
Guys, knock it off.
Paul excels in communication.
I have a terrible mouth.
You do have a terrible mouth.
Not to your kids, though, right?
When I want emphasis.
Really?
Teaching.
They listen to you more when you swear?
Wait, what do you use?
When I raise my voice and I get angry and I might, you know, I'll kick your A or something like that.
Oh, he's threatening. Wow, violent.
And discipline.
I'm going to tell you right now, if Will gets arrested when he's 16, they have an open beer in the car, I am going to hit him. Okay? I'm telling you right now. But it won't be a spanking on the ass either.
In need of a sitter this weekend? Call Paul at 855-PATS-500 or email your babysitting request to webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Fred, Andy, Eric, and Papa Perillo.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. Want to do a shout out to Jeff in Newton, who was nice enough to buy us lunch today. So thank you very much, Jeff. Much appreciated. A delicious small cheese pizza from Omega for me.
Thank you very much. Tremendous tuna sub.
Yep. And Jeff,
thank you, Jeff.
If you want to email in, we'll get you right in.
I didn't get anything.
If you want to call.
But thanks anyway.
You're eating a nice salad.
I had some ziti and some homemade salad. Yeah.
It's with gravy on it?
Correct.
Toss salad?
You want to eat my salad? You want to eat my salad?
Andrew from Tempe, Arizona says he wants to know how your training's going, Andy.
Great. Thank you for asking. Did 20 miles on Saturday. Pretty much everybody did 20 or 21 on Saturday.
Yeah.
So that's the last long run. Now they call it tapering toward the marathon day.
Yeah.
My left knee's a little sore today. I don't know why, but
here we go.
That's a side issue.
Here we go.
It wouldn't be a marathon if you didn't have an injury, right?
But no, and anybody looking to donate, I'd appreciate if you go to my Twitter feed, at Jumbo Heart. If you donate $51 or more, you have a chance to win a jersey autographed by the greatest playmaker in the history of this team.
Am I in on that?
Gerard Mayo.
Am I in on that? Right?
No.
Why not?
What do they say? Employees and their families are not. Whatever those little dot, dot, dots they say at the end.
Okay.
I mean, you can be if you want. Do you want a Mayo jersey autograph?
Of course. I love Mayo.
You're eligible, but only if you promise to wear it at least once a month.
Sure, as long as it fits.
I can't guarantee that.
Dave writes in.
It is game worn.
PFW
no, it isn't.
Bros,
I'm just kidding, by the way.
PFW bros, two things. One, been listening for a while now, at least 3 years. Started off being all about Paul. Got to say, I'm an Andy fan now. Paul's washed up and Fred's, well, Fred.
I agree.
Two, putting stock into AD and KT. I guess he means Dobson and Tompkins. Gronk will be fine. I say we draft a tight end and O-line late in the draft. Everything else goes defense. Interior D-line first, strong safety, D-end. That's Mohart in Reno, Nevada.
Mohart?
Mohart.
No, I think he's saying more heart.
No, well, maybe, but... He spells his name. No, that's his last name.
It's like Mo Green?
M-O-H-A-R-T. That's his last name. So
might as well have been Mahart then. It really takes away that compliment early.
So bringing back Will Fork to the interior, I mean, because that was an issue. Are we good there, or do they still need more bodies in interior defensive line? Kelly's been re-signed, right?
He redid his deal.
Yeah, he was already under contract.
Will Fork's back in. Of course, they've got Chris Price and Villano.
What are you, Matt Chatham?
Chris Jones. Right, Chris Price works for EEI.
Right.
He'll be here, too, I think. But.
Yeah, but not in the D-line.
So are we, and maybe Armstead. Who knows?
I'm fine with it.
You good?
I don't think it's a huge need.
Move on from
I know a lot of people want Nix or Hageman or one of those. I don't
with the first round pick?
Tip that.
No, well,
yeah.
No thanks.
Some people want to trade up to get those guys.
Yeah, I think you could do.
I have no interest. I'd be overvaluing an undervalued position or
All right.
Undervaluing you.
Adam writes in from Dublin.
Something like that.
I just wanted to know what the routine is when a guy comes in for a workout. Michael Bush is coming in. So what will he be required to do? Does he meet with Bill or just the position coaches? Is Nick Caserio involved? Does he do drills like in the combine or visit with a doctor? Also, in the NFL.com greatest quarterback bracket, it looks like Brady could take on Drew Bledsoe in the next round. Who would Paul choose in that scenario?
I wouldn't be voting, but Brady, if I had to make a legitimate pick.
Wouldn't it be funny if he won?
Drew?
So. At some point, if you're NFL.com, don't you have to like pull the plug? And
but then Paul can run around the office with his finger held high. And
but you need to make it go away. You like they're promoting it like at the top of the page. If Bledsoe is going to win it, you got to make it.
I know what this is. This is like when Comcast did the thing, and you guys were pulling into the lead,
and they smartly stopped promoting it and got rid of it.
Much like that case, this would be very much legitimate as well. Like, I don't understand. Like, I win something, and then it has to be completely, you know, discounted.
Notice how he is now Drew Bledsoe. When I win something.
No. If you stopped feeding your fat face
he's really upset.
And listened to what Eric just said.
Reviews are over.
That's
now
what
Paul's going to
say. You can tell reviews are over.
He just said, Fred, the Comcast thing that you and Andy were in,
right,
that I won. It wasn't Bledsoe,
no,
it was me.
Look, they're all popularity contests, and if you win,
I'm sorry that Andy and I were more popular than everybody else in the contest, and you should just make it go away.
That was funny.
Well, but
are they going to do that again?
Kerry Washington showed up on Scandal and just eliminated the whole thing.
We ruined that for him.
Yeah.
We ruined it for him. It was funny.
It was the power of PFW.
It was this show.
It was this show that did it.
No doubt, this show is the reason we ruined their stupid little contest.
Our listeners voted for Andy and I.
Well, the next thing I think
it's not my fault that no one watches their shows.
The next thing I think that we should have our army, mobilized on is a write-in campaign. Just berating EEI for choosing Dale Arnold as the afternoon host instead of one of you two guys.
Well, both. But perfect world.
Yeah. And I'm not sure.
Can you imagine,
all along the plan was to return Dale Arnold. I think they're still going to hire somebody.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, probably won't be me. So we can start that campaign shortly.
Yeah.
We should start a real campaign. Oh no, you'd have to be an eligible voter. I was going to say get one of us like elected to some like school committee or something, and I'd go in this damn core math.
You kind of have to live in the town that.
Not know any of the issues. Oh, I mean, that hasn't stopped anybody before.
Right. None of them know the issues. We have a president.
Dylan writes in, wanted to touch on a subject I have not heard much talk of this offseason, and maybe it's no big deal, but let's get your thoughts. Do you think the loss of Skarnecchia as the O-line coach is being overlooked? Seems like he's been able to plug in nearly anyone off the street, and they get the job done. I think he's the only coach Bill didn't clean out when he came on board. And he was here for almost 40 years. How concerned are you?
Very. I'm legitimately concerned. I mean, I don't.
Ivan Fears was another guy he retained.
Yeah, he kept a few coaches, but Dante's loss is that's big.
Yeah, I think it's
Brad
a big
Seeley
loss.
Also stayed. You're
right. And there's some doubt about the guy coming in because you're not exactly returning a legend. You're not returning a guy who was already here and is just sort of bumping up a young up and comer. You're bringing a guy that. Was out of football last year. Who knows how he melds with the staff, with the players, because that's also part of it. These guys are entrenched in Dante. Yeah. Nate Solder, Logan, they've all come up through Dante. That's all they've ever known for. I mean, I guess Conley had a little time elsewhere.
Very briefly.
But I mean, these guys are basically, they've known one thing. And, we always hear about quarterbacks. Oh, that guy had three offensive coordinators.
Right.
It's probably not quite as dramatic. But they are entrenched in the Dante way.
On the glass half full side, you can't consider the Patriots offensive line at this point a young line. I mean, they've been around together for a while. So, the new coach is stepping into a situation of veterans.
Yeah, but he either, using that logic, he either has to kind of continue what they do.
Right.
But if he goes the other way, there could be pushback.
Right, he can't come in and like.
Do it my way.
Right, exactly.
MFers.
Right. But. If assuming that he doesn't do that,
which he won't,
it could be
because he's not the architect, right, of the offense.
That's correct. So,
how do you say the new guy's name? I actually heard Felger trying to say
Guglielmo.
It.
Guglielmo.
They were doing that on the show.
Guglielmo.
He settled. He's just going to call him Coach D.
Well, it's Googe. Everybody calls him
it's
Googe.
Googe.
Yeah, Googe.
Not Goog.
It's Googe.
Googe?
Yeah. Coach Googe.
Is that really what it is? Googe?
Yeah.
I think
I thought it was Googs. Like Tom Gugliotta.
Some people could maybe they
Googe?
Yeah, Coach Googe.
Like Spooge?
Oh my God.
Again. Why?
Nobody was thinking
why?
That. Nobody was thinking.
No, that's an easy way when you it rhymes with, so a similar
sure.
word.
Yeah,
sounds
right.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just
you could have said Scrooge.
I could have. But you know, different minds thinking different
that's
ways.
Not his, yeah, that's not on his mind. could just imagine what like the cookies and lookup history in your home computer looks like. You looking up all that nasty
rot
stuff.
Gut, as my mother would call it.
Yeah.
Rot gut?
Rot gut.
What does that mean? Porn? Like,
yeah.
I don't look up anything on my home computer. Save it for work.
My mother's a colorful character.
Ginny.
Did Bo Pelini have another rant recently or something like that?
No, he just needs to go away.
Somebody just sent us a video of a
smile.
Bo Pelini rant that reminded him.
He needs a nose job.
He's always like.
Yeah. Yeah, he's.
He's always scowling.
You know, there's another guy who always has
this
face on. Is that Izzo, the coach for Michigan State, the basketball
coach?
He smiles,
though.
But he's always got this like face in the sideline, like he's about to like either cry or have a heart attack.
He does look like he's
squints a lot.
He does look like he's always upset. Roy Williams is the guy who's going to have a heart attack on the sideline.
Oh God,
he has issues a lot. He has episodes during games.
Is that right?
There was a funny thing.
Weezy, I'm coming.
No, you've never seen. Well, you don't watch any college basketball, and I don't mean that disrespect. I mean, like
it felt like
you,
a shot.
You wear it as a badge of honor. He like has had several different
you can
times.
Watch Northeastern. Play.
Kevin probably has seen it. Well, North Carolina's pretty big time program. He ends up down on his knee and sort of looking down, trying to like compose himself.
Weezy, I'm
yeah, no, that's not an exaggeration.
No,
did you see
the thing
with
Fred said in a while?
Freddie, John Harbaugh was at the Michigan State game.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
So was Mateen Cleaves, Magic Johnson?
I saw a picture.
So he had all Michigan State gear. Now, you know, his father-in-law is Tom Crean. I mean, I'm sorry, his brother-in-law is Tom Crean, who is the head coach of Indiana. Okay?
I'm supposed to know who that is?
Well, I just said who it was.
You don't watch college basketball like Paul does, or you would know.
I still think Bobby Knight's the coach of Indiana.
Okay, well, Tom Crean is now the coach of Indiana.
Okay,
He's the Harbaugh's brother-in-law.
Oh.
So he tweeted out when he saw John wearing all the Michigan State stuff, obviously a huge rival, that see my bro-in-law John with the Michigan State stuff on the way to Lids now to get a Patriots hat. He won't mind.
Oh, good. I like that.
Well, all of a sudden he became interested.
I did. Did we tweet that out? Did we retweet
I retweeted
that?
It, yes.
Good, Paul.
Thanks.
Daniel from
I got it, actually got it from your girl, Judy, who evidently follows everybody. Everybody. Yeah.
Daniel from Hamburg, Germany, has too much time in his hands. He says, I heard you guys saying Revis is worth his weight in gold, so I thought I'd do the math. Based on prices from the weekend in Wikipedia data, Revis is about 90 kilograms or 198 pounds. That's about 2,894 troy ounce with a gold price of $1,294. His weight in gold is worth $3,744,836. So we pay him more than three times his weight in gold per year. So there you go.
We're getting hosed.
Yeah.
We're going to renegotiate.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I wonder what Miguel Cabrera
they should.
Is.
They should say,
he weighs
okay,
a lot more.
That's how they should do it. Say, okay, you're worth your weight in gold. You're worth your weight in tin. And then that player would be paid in tin. So that's how you would rate players.
Well, why? Because nobody gets paid in tin, but you could say you're worth half your weight in gold.
Okay.
But, what I mean?
Yeah. But why should my value fluctuate with the market?
Blaine Gabbert, be like,
I'm aluminum. Just as good. It's not my fault the market went up or down.
It's all right. It's too bad.
You know, copper's hot. All of a sudden, I want to be paid in like.
Copper.
No. One word.
Copper's because they steal them out of.
Copper's valuable.
You see that a lot. Yeah. They'll break into construction sites and rip all the pipes out.
Manganese.
Yeah.
That was the old defensive backs coach for the Patriots, you know. Huh. Eric Manganese.
Alex from Philly. Well, Vince is back, and I'm glad he is. And even though we all know how principled Paul is with big run-stuffing defensive tackles, I'm sure he's glad, too. So did Vince get
I am a- glad.
So did Vince get a haircut like Fred said last week, or did he get paid?
Got a haircut.
It's you can go either way on that.
You can.
Yeah. Also,
it's all about perspective.
I know this is probably less likely to happen now than it was before all these reports came out about him, but I still want DeSean Jackson. My pet peeve with this offense since Moss was traded was the lack of speed. I'm not looking for a guy to be Moss, a 6'4 freak of nature, but I don't just want to surround Brady with slot guys and tight ends. I want a DeSean-type guy who can make things happen after the catch. I know he's small, but Brandon so Cooks. Is Randall Cobb and Devon Austin, and those guys are playmakers. We always worry about those type of guys getting hurt because of their size. Well, the big guys like Gronk get hurt too. So what's the difference? What difference does it really make? I know it probably won't happen, but if not DeSean, is there a speedy guy in the draft who can make plays? They don't always have to be 6'5".
Paul?
Yo, boy.
Brandon Cooks
from Oregon
Love
State.
Love him.
He's very similar when you watch him to
Except
DeSean Jackson,
guy.
Only you read his draft bio on NFL Draft Scout and talks about one of the first sentences is high character guy. So
he's also a potential late first.
Yeah, late first, early second. The problem with the wide receiver adding, you know, someone. Now, obviously, you make room for guys, and I'm not trying to be one of these, you know, where would you play him?
But what would you do with Kembrell Tompkins?
But
cut him.
But they have five other guys.
Put him in Fred's car, and he'll drive him to the airport.
They have five other guys.
And weight wouldn't be an issue.
Not Kembrell Tompkins, but you have Dobson, Boyce, you have Amendola, Edelman, and now you have LaFell that are probably locks to make the roster. I suppose you could do something if you wanted to. What do you do with all those guys? You know, like, that seems to me...
It's a sobering thought.
If you get it,
that
yeah.
those guys are, quote, locks to make the roster.
Right. And
not
I think,
a single one of them would I ever want to feel like he's a lock to make the roster.
Yeah, and I don't mean that like...
Does Boyce have practice squad eligibility?
He might. I don't think he appeared in more than six games, I think it was. You can appear in games, but it has to be fewer than, I think, six.
It's a number
like that.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
I think he might.
He may, but I don't think they would want to.
Well, they risk it.
Yeah, I don't think they would want to do that.
That would be a risk. Yeah. I think that would be a risk.
Yep.
But, and again, I recognize the fact that you're talking about drafting a guy like Brandon Cooks that Andy and I both were really impressed with when we watched him. Certainly think he's better than the guys that they have. More talented. DeSean Jackson, obvious. Guy averaged 17 yards a catch last year. So I'm not saying that what you have is better than those guys. But where do you make room for all these guys? Do you bite the bullet on a guy like Amendola and say, I got to make room?
Right.
You know, Edelman's not going anywhere.
Right.
LaFell's not going anywhere. Dobson's not going anywhere.
Well, LaFell really, could be slotted in as a tight end.
And I really doubt that Boyce is going anywhere. So the only possibility out of those five to me would be Amendola, and I don't think he's going anywhere.
This is what we have.
Yeah, for better or worse, and I don't think it's a great core.
Worse. There's no better.
But you know
what excites you about that receiving core?
Nothing. It kind of struck me when I was doing the Ask PFWs this morning, and you know,
a wet blanket, Paul is just ruining the offseason.
A lot of people were talking about
we're not going to score any points.
All of their draft needs, and almost everybody has receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver, and I'm like, well, where are you going to take a wide receiver that is going to be slotted in? Is to be one of six, you know, unless you take one early. I mean, if you get one early, like if Sammy Watkins just fell to 29, just, you know, stupid hypothetical that has no chance to happen.
I think he's stupid overrated.
I don't know how you can pass up on a guy like that. Okay? But short of something.
Where will we put him, Paul?
Short of something spectacular like that where the value is just so high, I have to think another position of similar value to whatever receiver is going to get the nod
right.
First round, second round. Third round, I just don't see how you can take another receiver after you took two last year and you have...
It just has to be clearly better than what you have.
You have free
so
agents that came
better.
Back.
Yeah.
But some of them cost you money, too. That's the other thing.
That's my point. You're not going
like
to get...
Tompkins is easy, but,
right,
you
but,
know, it's not easy
but
for
Edelman,
Amendola.
Edelman, LaFell, and Amendola are not easy, to your right. point, Andy. And that's kind of what I was...
Even Dobson would be a little money,
yeah,
right?
Second round pick in second year, that doesn't make any... I mean, I suppose you could say Boyce, you could get rid of him.
It's funny. The one who you could most get rid of, Boyce, is the one I might be the most excited about.
I'm definitely
nothing,
the most intrigued
just
by him.
Because he's fast and, you know. Tiger had the Gronk surgery, microdistectomy.
Noah in Bakersfield, California, just wanted to offer my thoughts.
They both hurt their back.
And see what you think about it. As far as the Wilfork signing, I'm glad for him. and that will keep him a competitive and passionate guy on our team and on our D-line. That being said, it's obvious we signed him after the fact that Jared Allen's dumb sellout ass went to Chicago, where he's guaranteed himself to never win a ring ever. What a total loser. Screw that sellout and his loser ass. It's not that I dislike Wilfork, but I would have rather had Allen that I thought I would rather have the Allen that I thought he was. But now it's obvious he's simply a loser with no ambition to win a ring by choosing the loser Bad News Bears over the Patriots, where winning is taken as seriously as an extremist religion. What a loser. Since this is the case, Wilfork is the best between the two going forward. Let me know what you guys think. Keep up the great work. I listen to you guys all the time.
The only
I'd rather have Jared Allen.
Flaw with that is I don't think the Patriots were ever in on Jared Allen.
Unfortunately.
Doesn't sound like they've been in on any of the pass rushers, quote-unquote.
Mike writes in from South Dakota, Fred, tell Paul we don't care. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think it's just a general statement.
General?
Okay. That's okay. I don't know what we're talking about either, though.
Paul, we don't care.
Just tell Paul we don't care. Mike in Oregon, I'm not going to eat.
I don't think he cares what you don't care about.
It feels a little bit like The Rock. Paul, what did you think of Brandon Cooks?
It doesn't matter what you think about Brandon Cooks. Mike from Oregon, I'm not going to ask you who the Patriots will draft, but what percentage do you think they have of trading down? Personally, I'd say it's a 60% chance they trade down.
Certainly plausible given the supposed depth. Now, the one flaw in that is, if everybody's trying to trade down, the whole money ball thing, the value becomes trading up, and maybe Bill sees value and Ernie tells him, well, that, and that is trading up. Boom, we can get to 16 and take who knows who. Zac Efron.
Oh, you package Mallet with the, number 29. Football.
How come you haven't done that yet? Zac Efron.
As he just looks around.
He doesn't know who is.
He doesn't know the player I'm referencing, nor the actor.
No, I'm eating. I was having food.
Well, Paul
in my
told
mouth.
You to stop eating because you were fat.
You know, I don't talk with my mouth.
I actually
like
said, stop stuffing your fat face for a second. Listen, if you're going to quote me accurately.
Yeah.
JD in New York City, I have some friends who played football with DeSean Jackson at Cal. You know,
DeSean Jackson gets around.
Right. I don't know if he's in a gang or not, but he sure has a lot of friends.
Right.
So that says something about him. They don't think he's a thug, but they have all said that he is fundamentally one of the worst people on earth. One of my friends even said to me, if DeSean Jackson got in a car accident and lost his legs, I wouldn't feel bad for him. Apparently, in addition to being a jerk, he was a serial thief. He was very shady with women while at Berkeley. These guys all have nice things to say about Marshawn Lynch, Javi Best, and Vereen. Apparently, DeSean is the only big-time guy they play with who has no redeemable qualities. Wow. All hearsay, of course.
He's not a thug, but he's fundamentally one of the worst human beings.
It's not an opinion of PFW in progress. It's just one of our listeners.
Marshawn Lynch has been in more trouble with the law.
But he's a good guy. May be a thug, but is not fundamentally a bad person.
Yeah, I don't, like I said about a half hour ago, I don't have all the info on DeSean Jackson. I don't know what is right and what's wrong. The stories, though. I one thing I did find that was interesting about that NJ.com is just the similarities with when his father died, evidently started his spiral, you know, which was eerie, you know, when you read contrasting to Hernandez.
Yep. Mike also says, I was disappointed to see Ryan Wendell signed so quickly based on last year's performance. I know it's a bargain deal.
It's not
deal.
The only one of those we've gotten.
Ultimately, it doesn't help our O-line get better unless you think he had a bad year in 2013.
I would agree that fundamentally it does not help you get better. Maybe status quo, but...
Yeah, re-signings can be good because you need those players back, but it doesn't necessarily improve you.
Now, are we of the belief... We talked a lot about, you know, the potential for improvement or change on the offensive line was Conley Wendell in some form or fashion. Move Wendell, move Conley, whatever. We're getting the feeling that it's just those two are going to be back and there is not going to be a...
Well, the hard thing to figure out was the Wendell...
Fat face is shaking his head over there.
The Wendell contract that seems to have gotten some... differing opinions on and different numbers out there.
Well, they've clarified it now. It's 2 years, $3 to $4 million.
Right. which is what Andy and I talked about last week,
right,
would be a neighborhood kind of thing. If that's the case, and that's what I've been led to believe, he's certainly not a lock to.
No, I think one of them's on the bench.
Job.
I think Cannon moves to guard, and Vollmer gets his spot back at tackle. So one of those guys, Wendell or Connolly, is going to be on the pine.
What did Cannon do to tell you that he's any better than those? Either
I
one of those.
I think he's going to play guard.
He might. Yeah. He might.
As a, you think he's going to start?
Yeah,
at guard.
I do.
And Connolly moves
to
center.
Tell you
so
that?
Connolly,
what?
So
did Googe tell you that?
And Connolly moves to center.
So now you have a guy.
I don't know. I said one of them. I don't know which one.
Well, I'm asking you what you think, Mayock.
That's a good question. You're asking me to get off the fence.
They're going to play six offensive linemen, Paul.
Right. Here's my my offensive line.
I think Connolly's your swing guy who is on the bench.
Yeah, I would think Connolly's a better player than Wendell.
Me too.
At center?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe Wendell's your swing guy.
I'm also not convinced that Cannon is a starter.
Wendell doesn't play anything but center.
That's why I thought Connolly was going to hit.
Now, Connolly can still be your swing guy when you bring in Wendell and
right,
you move
yeah.
Connolly. But I think Connolly's the better player. The question is, cap-wise, are you comfortable carrying him? Because if he becomes your starting center, that's even more of a overpayment. Because guards are more valuable than centers. Guards make more, right? So if you move him inside.
In theory.
It depends.
Oh, does it?
Some of these centers make good money. The
who?
The real good ones.
One, Nick Mangold.
Alex Mack.
Dwight Stevenson.
I don't think he did that on purpose.
He's so proud of himself.
I don't think he did it on purpose based on his reaction, though.
But he's like a little kid who makes a room erupt and he just looks around like, I made it funny and they like me.
Sally Field over here.
Adam from Dublin's mad because we didn't answer his question. What happens when guys come here to work out?
Well, the last time
Bill asked me to take part in a workout with him when he was bringing in a free agent, the way it worked was.
Well, you don't have to get snarky.
Now, I didn't read these reports about Will Smith and Michael Bush. Did it say that they're in for a workout or in for a visit?
I don't think
free agent generally implies workout.
No.
I think, matter of fact, I think more often than not, it does not include a workout.
Most of that is with the rookies.
Had we worked out Adrian Wilson, we might have saved a couple million bucks.
If there's rookies that come in, they probably put through the paces and whatnot. But physically, a free agent coming off an injury, they might want to do some positional drills and check them out. But
or a free agent during the year who they want to see if he still has been maintaining.
And I think it only gets to the physical taking part when they're ready to sign.
Right.
Like when Revis was rumored to have been signed, it's pending the physical.
Give him a physical.
Then just to make sure.
But my guess is
we need cameras in there.
Yeah.
My guess is Will Smith and Michael Bush will not.
Although
be
Smith's
doing
hurt,
any,
right? Was coming off an injury.
I think he is, but my guess is that they're probably talking to them at this point. And then, like Eric said, if you get to the more serious stage, now you got to check him out.
Plus,
medically.
I mean, do we really care what health he's in? I mean. Jonathan Fanini.
Well, Sam at Pro Football Focus, man, he just eviscerated him. The tank is so empty or something. I forget exactly the...
And we know how, his the weight that Sam has.
Be interesting. I mean, if
you
that's...
You know what I'm talking about. Sam Monson?
That's the...
He was on our show.
He was?
That's the guy that was on the show, wasn't he?
We had a guy on our show.
From Pro Football Focus?
Yeah, the Irish guy.
Yeah. It's one of those guys.
You guys made fun of him.
I didn't make fun of him.
Yes,
no,
you did.
I make fun of the concept of... PF,
you guys,
Pro Football Focus.
No, guys,
they got the last laugh because they've taken off.
Sure yeah, and that's not true.
You guys,
I don't have a lot of.
I believe you because I make fun of people. That's
I don't
what
have
I do.
A lot of respect for the metrics of football.
And you made him know that.
No, right, but that's not making fun of a guy.
You rained on his parade.
Okay.
You basically
did. I make fun of him being drunk.
Question his livelihood.
No, I didn't. That's not true.
Well, at that point, I'm not sure it was a livelihood.
I think now it's a livelihood. Since then, you've had relations with.
I have less.
You had sex with Sam?
I have less respect for the site than I did then.
Oh.
Because I didn't
get
know.
Get Sam on line one.
I didn't know what the site exactly did before I found out about it. And now I have even less than I did going in.
Why? What does it do?
I don't really have a lot of respect for the numbers. I don't think that you can know what you're claiming to know in
you
terms
can't.
Of blocking,
it's
coverages.
It's just a piece of the puzzle. All the
everybody
do...
says that Darrell Revis had as nondescript a year as he could have last year, and he's number one in coverage on their ratings. What are they using to rate?
Right.
It's very contradictory to what people who actually saw him play deemed. And that's just an example.
Who actually saw him play? You have a way of throwing in these.
That's not what I meant.
Snarkaluficus.
But that's not what I mentioned. You guys,
people who actually know what they're watching.
People know with a head what they're on watching. Their shoulders.
That would be more. I mean, obviously they watch the thing. They know what I'm saying is they know the coverage.
People who don't breathe oxygen.
Right. Who don't breathe through their a hole.
It's unbelievable.
You really hate Sam, and you guys had relations.
Yeah, I don't know what that meant. I just was quoting a tweet that he just put out.
Let's go to.
I think that's the guy we talked to, is Sam. I think that was.
Well, they've grown.
There's a few guys. I think they have three different guys.
They got that tall guy, right? There's one guy that's like 6'8" or something.
But he's, they were very nice when we talked to him. And we even remember we after we had him on the show, and we had this. Evidently, when we rained on his parade, we saw him in a press box. I want to say in Buffalo.
Oh, I remember.
And
that.
We introduced ourselves to him, and we said we were just having fun. Blah, blah, blah.
I believe you that I made fun of him. It's what I do. I mean, he's Irish. I probably made some potato jokes. Maybe
I don't
a little
think
drink.
Really? I don't remember you doing that. Yeah. It was someone that you didn't know.
We were pretty rough on him because he wrote an email. I remember that I had to forward to Fred. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, you guys were upset about something he wrote, and. You let him have it.
And he wrote like
that definitely isn't true for me because.
You sure this
isn't
that?
I'm going to go snark again. I've never read anything that they've written, so I know I didn't make fun of it.
Like that. You don't interview people like this.
I've seen some of the charts they put out.
This isn't that NFL draft scout guy who claims he's NFL draft scout and is not affiliated.
Sam Munson.
Oh, okay. Because I remember ripping that guy in.
You know, we should look that up in the archives.
Could try to look it up.
Yeah.
Before they were stalled.
Can't even find last Thursday's show. Look it up in the archives.
What's that, Kevin?
I'm sure Chris captioned it, Andy and Paul Rip Pro Football Focus.
Kevin's back from Puerto Rico, by the way.
He was back last week.
For a month.
We talked to him about Puerto Rico, remember? You gave him like 30 seconds and then said, all right.
You told him to shut up.
Just a joke, fathead.
No. I am fathead. You're fat face. Is that what you called him, fat face?
Marcus in Miami is on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, how's it going today?
All right.
Hypothetically speaking, when you read a top five on the internet, how many do you expect it to have?
Top five.
Didn't
thank you.
That.
No further questions, Your Honor.
You know.
I just don't like Mayock.
No, I like top fives that have five.
I don't like hypocrites.
Right.
I like hypocrites.
I like people that can count.
All right. Go ahead, Marcus. This is your time.
No, I just wanted to see what you guys were thinking about our draft. I know we got about another month away from the draft, but I mean, are we just crossing the T's and dotting the I's with this team, or are we in like overhaul mode at certain positions?
I think this is a real good opportunity to get better this draft. I really do.
Well, I think they still have needs.
Yeah.
You know, I still think tight end, safety are needs. Pass rusher is a need. Now, maybe you fill it, you think, with Will Smith or somebody, but to me, they have a handful, you know, two, three places where if I think they're going to be good this year, they need to still add people that are going to have an impact.
I still think even at, you know, Paul did a good job spelling out who's at wide receiver and where they stand. I would, if you get a chance to get a guy, whoever you decide you think is
where are you
going
to put him?
I'd rather be in that position. That's a problem I'd like to have where, oh, wow, there's too much talent. I have to get rid of somebody. I'd rather have that problem.
Especially since they're all hurt.
And the other problem.
Plus, they could all get hurt. I think they need more talent.
They could all get hurt tomorrow. So,
as far as receivers or safeties, I mean, look at, I know what Pete Carroll did out there in Seattle where, I mean, obviously we have Browner now, but, you know, Walter Thurman came up and he was a star. Now he's at another team and Byron Maxwell is now, I mean, he was like the third person on their depth chart, but now he's the starter, and I mean they did pretty good without Brown in the Super Bowl.
They claimed they were better with him with Maxwell, and I don't watch the Seahawks to know, but that's the stories that came out last year in November and December were that they upgraded.
But
so I don't know how to read that.
The problem there is, yeah, as long as he's playing with Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas, and you know, it's like the offense. Julian Edelman will be great if Gronk's on the field, you know, but you have to make sure the guys that you're put, you know, the Ray Lewis, Adalys Thomas, make sure the guys that are actually key are out there, and then you can, yes, fill in around them. It's part of why you could certainly sell me on McCourty's going to be much better because he doesn't have to cover the ass of corners as much or whatever. Maybe he can feel free to make some plays or even the other safe, whatever.
Right.
But I still think they need some talent at a few areas, like tight end. You know, I know Paul and I get into this.
Are you having trouble over there, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Yep, that was me. Tight end,
right now, I mean, we're talking about making Mark Harrison the starting opening day tight end.
No, I don't think they were saying that. I mean,
I don't hear anybody talking.
No one's talking about
it. I don't hear
that.
Anybody
talking. Oh, I thought Mike Reese was.
I think it's a good idea, but I'm actually with Andy. Andy, I know you're there. I don't know if you're stuffing your face like everybody else, but I believe Buchanan, I saw his film. I'm 100% sold on him. Austin Jenkins, whatever his name is, out of all the tight ends, I mean, I'm hearing Tor Nicholas is kind of a brass brother type as far as with Gronk, but I would take Austin Jenkins over Jace Amira, whatever his name is. I mean, I just think that, I mean, if we think about it, we have an opportunity to just get better. I mean, we were 12-4 last year with all the people we just signed.
That's right.
And we had I call it the duct tape defense. We've had a duct tape defense the last 3 years. Even when we went to the Super Bowl, that day that we cut Takan Underwood or whatever,
yeah,
we're still picking up guys off the street, put them in there, and we almost won a Super Bowl if, you know, we hadn't had certain things. So, I mean, going 12-4 without Browner and Revis and all that,
yep,
I just think we're at the crossing the T's, dotting the I's thing.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. Did you guys get my email, by the way?
I did. I haven't really read it. It said
just check it out.
I will.
You guys only. All right. And I'll see you guys Thursday. I'll talk to you guys Thursday.
Okay. Thanks, Marcus.
Thanks, Marcus.
Jack from South Carolina says, Revis wasn't the top cornerback graded by Pro Football Focus in coverage. He was top overall rated, and a lot of that came from his grade versus the run. So he wasn't the top coverage cornerback.
I believe that's inaccurate, but I'll take your word for it.
So now we know why Bill signed him.
Right, because you got to have our cornerbacks that can tackle. It's a prerequisite. Maybe he can play on special teams, too.
Andy is just like...
No, I mean, Revis is a tremendous player. And I just think that a lot of people who watched him last year felt like he wasn't quite back. Now, that's a very common thing coming off an ACL.
Actually. It's a good thing you have that spray can. Huh?
Some people who actually watched him last year.
Who actually watched him last year, yes. That's accurate. You can take it any way you want.
That smells awful.
It smells a lot better than what's coming out of your butt.
What is that? Is that the apple one?
Yeah.
It's terrible. I liked orange cream.
It's meter mist, so you're supposed to put it in one of those things.
That sounds like a goose.
I'll take the emailer's word for it, but I thought that the rankings that they had something to do with
every so often.
Yards, yards allowed per attempt and stuff like that on plays in his, that he was chiefly responsible. Now, part of that, I would say, is, well, if the stories out of Tampa Bay are accurate and they played so much zone with Shiano last year, then what are we crediting?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't need Pro Football Focus to tell me that Darrell Revis is good. Right?
Right.
No.
Yeah. So I'm not worried about it. Jeff from the Hancock writes in, during last week's show, you were discussing how the league would like to change the extra point to make it more exciting for the viewer. They have agreed to move the spot of the extra point back further in preseason. Has anyone discussed, instead of trying to make the kick harder, why don't they try to make it easier for the defense to block it?
Yes, Belichick.
In my opinion, watching a kick get blocked is a lot more enjoyable than watching the ball sail wide left.
Yes, Bill Belichick made the proposal for the PAT change, and in his argument, in which he was appealing to the emperor, as Fred put it,
right,
he brought up how it's not only easy, but really we're not allowed to do anything. We're not allowed to hit center, not allowed to land.
Can't overload, you can't land on anybody.
Really, it's not a competitive play. You're not allowed to do anything.
But yet it was important enough to lose a tight end
Right. Who you think broke his arm six plays earlier?
But if it was so unimportant and so non-competitive, why was he out there?
Injuries happen. Baylor blew out the strongest bone in the human body catching a ceremonial opening pitch.
My point is, if it's not an important play, then anybody can be involved in it. Why did it have to be your best player?
I don't know, Paul. Why don't you ask him? You have the opportunity.
Yet another of the many contradictions
calls
in the world.
He does
Bill
press
Belichick
conferences.
Can you?
I'm not aware that you don't ask questions.
Can you fake
questions
an extra
I'll let
point
you
and go for a 2-point conversion?
Next time we have to go 1,500 miles to talk to him. What?
Can you fake an extra point and go for a 2-point conversion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course you can.
Yeah. So that's why you have good players out there in case you decide you want to do that.
But it's a non-competitive play.
Not if it's a 2-point conversion try.
That'd be a ballsy call now, huh?
If you're going for two, then you go for two with your offense. Then he needs to be out there.
But you could, get them with their pants down.
Fred, you know what I'm talking about.
If you fake it now, it's from the 20.
I have no problem with Rob Gronkowski being on the extra point team. Just don't tell me it's like the bane of all NFL football, the extra point. It's non-competitive play.
It's a non-competitive play.
It's a non-competitive play.
Is it or isn't it?
But we have to have our best players out there.
All right. Is it a non-competitive play or isn't it, Paul?
It's a non-competitive play.
Okay. That's it. That's the end of the story.
So why do we have to have our best players on it?
That's another argument.
So he's contradictory.
Gronkowski is not out there because it's a competitive play. Because
he's the best player for that job, right?
No.
No?
No.
Then I really am confused as to why he's out there.
Yes.
I thought he was the best blocker at that position.
Yes.
Okay.
And he also offers you the option of, if a fake or whatever, he's a tight end in the flat for
right,
the touchdown.
But anybody could offer
all
you
that.
That.
Well, no. Matthew Mulligan can't. I mean, you're not, we've seen that. Matthew Mulligan can't.
But you don't need a guy to make a catch in traffic on that play. That's not what you're looking for.
Brent Taylor couldn't. I do have a question, though. The stupid drop kick, where would that take place from now?
I would assume the same spot as it is now.
The 20?
The 20.
Well, the 2.
Yeah. No, the 2.
So a drop kick would be from the 2. And the
No.
I don't know. I'm asking.
It would be from where?
Do you mean if they tried one in the preseason?
If they did the stupid.
Oh, I assume it's going to be the 20.
The 28.
No, but what normally, where is that what you're asking? If someone instead of wanted to kick it from a placeholder, drop kick, it would be from the same place the placeholder would be, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just asking.
I would think.
Yeah, I think if they're going to move the kick spot back, then a drop kick would have to move back too.
In the preseason, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm talking about, I know when they're all at the same place, where it goes from.
I get you.
Okay. Yeah, same place.
So you couldn't, line Doug Flutie up for a going for two in the shotgun and then kick a drop kick from the 2?
I don't think so. I wouldn't think you'd be able to do that. I think if you're kicking it, you'd have to kick it from the 20.
Okay, I'm just
that
asking.
Don't you think that's the way it should be?
Right.
If you're kicking an extra point.
Yeah, I'll ask Bill and get one of those. That's a good question, Andy.
Chris with the
could go the other way too.
Especially that it didn't work.
Well, we got Will Squish coming in, huh?
What?
We got Will Squish coming in, huh?
I thought you'd like Bush more.
Too bad Uncle Phil wasn't around
to see
it.
I love Bush more. No, I mean, listen, you want to sign Sean Ellis for $4 million? Why not take a flyer on Will Smith? What the hell?
Yeah.
How did that Sean Ellis work out?
Not too good.
I'm not too excited about Will Smith. I'll be honest with you.
If he's as done as PFF says, then, I'm not as excited either, but he's a much better player than Sean Ellis.
Yes, definitely. I had a question about the running back position. And do you feel that Ridley needs somebody behind him to push him?
Yeah, I think he could use some this isn't your show kind of feeling.
Yeah, I don't know if pushing is the thing that I would have to have more than just I need someone else. Yeah. I need someone that I can put out there when he fumbles.
Every year we say, what are they going to do with six? They end up using all of them.
Use them all.
Yeah, so yeah. They just need bodies.
I'm not exactly sure who says that, but.
Oh, but people say
they've had four or five running backs every year.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And they end up using all of them.
I could do without Bolden, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, see, I could do without him on my active roster because if emergency comes up, I can just sign Brandon Bolden.
I just don't think he's very good.
Well, that's what I mean. Guys like Brandon Bolden are available every week.
Like, we tried to sell, he can be the backup third down back. He sucked when he was in that role last year. Sucked. Yeah. I just.
He doesn't have very good hands.
I've run my course on him. Like, maybe he does have something, and then, he's got these issues and stuff.
I think he's a good spot guy,
you know. But that spot is not on my team.
Yeah, okay.
He's a backup running back. I have no problem with him being on the team.
He's a backup CFL running back.
And I'd have no problem if he wasn't on my team. He's not a difference maker to me.
But I don't even think he offers me no upside anymore. Like, maybe I hoped that he would be the next Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, and he's going to
he had a bulky knee.
Yeah.
I'd kind of hoped that he was going to do something after Vereen went out last year, and you just never saw it. You kind of figured you'd hope that he'd be that third down guy like Andy.
Yeah, he had that one game where he had the chance, and he nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Wham, bam, kazam, nothing.
Yeah. And just the last question. I don't know if you guys had that yesterday there was a report by Tony Pauline via Twitter that Ivan Fears was working out a running back from Indiana, and he's projected as a late-round pick. But, the kid doesn't look flashy. He looks like he's got some good open field speed, but he's just sort of a one cut up the middle type back. But
I don't remember watching a guy from Indiana.
Yeah, I forget his name, Paul. Actually, you two yesterday, but it was on one of the PFW pages on Facebook, and it was
running back from Indiana.
Christian?
I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah, he had a pro day last week. I think it was the 26th, and apparently performed really well there. He was not invited to the combine. He wasn't invited to the combine. But
I was not remembering a running back from Indiana, but that explains it.
We'll slide him into the Bolden role, the undrafted Jag that Mikey Brown.
Or we'll take him in the third round.
More likely.
Does he cover kicks?
He's got to be a four-down player.
Yeah, I didn't get that deep into the scouting of him.
Did he once go to Rutgers?
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Probably. All right.
All right, Christian. Thanks for the call. Anthony in Naples wants to talk to Paul. Hey, Anthony.
Anthony.
Paul.
How are you? Long time, my friend.
Excellent.
Where you been?
Where I've been? I don't know, doing my thing, I guess.
Cleaning pools.
Yeah, you could say that. Being married.
Oh, good. That's right.
But anyways.
So what did I say to irritate you?
No, not at all. You're a genius, actually. Because that was exactly what I was saying when Bill Belichick was complaining about the extra point, changing the rules. I'm like, well, if it's not that important, why are you starting Gronk to protect it? That was the first thing I thought of when he wanted to petition the league to change the rule.
Yeah.
Absolutely absurd.
It was a strange thing to me.
He is such a hypocrite. It's like, well, if it's not that important, why is Gronk blocking? And actually, last year, you do realize that Chandler Jones was blocking because Gronk wasn't available.
And what's funny, Anthony? You wouldn't believe the grilling that the Boston media has given Belichick on that. It's really been unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. Why isn't anybody asking him about that? Well, Bill, Gronk got hurt on the extra point, and you don't think it's important, so why do you have your top pass rusher there blocking on that edge?
That's because they all make fun of Andy, Eric, and I for working for the team, but they all act like they're working for the team.
Wow. Media. Check.
Wow.
One fell swoop.
You don't think that's a question that should be asked? Like, you don't think, like...
Yes.
The Gary Myers in New York would be writing a scathing column about that?
No, I think that in a nice way, not in a snarky way.
No, but you don't think that would be a batting practice for some, irreverent, biting columnist?
It could be that as well, yes. But I think it's a legitimate question, given the percentage of makes, and how it is, if it isn't in a competitive play, why have, some of your best players on the field during it? So it's a legitimate question, and he would probably give you an answer that would make you look silly.
Yeah, some bullcrap answer that.
No, it wouldn't be bullcrap. It would be a good.
No, it's called.
It would be an answer that we hadn't thought of, that once we hear it, go, oh, yeah, okay.
And then Andy and I would say, I'm not buying it, right. And Fred would say, that makes total sense.
It's not bullcrap, it's bill crap.
Well, it probably would make sense because we're not as smart as he is about football.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, I would never argue. I know as much football as Bill Belichick, so I don't know if that was supposed to be a shot.
Andy thinks he does.
No.
All right, Anthony. Thanks for the call.
I'll tell you, Anthony. The comparison is we both think we know more than we do. He's at a higher level. I'm at a lower level. We both think we know more than we do. That's the comparison.
Certainly true for you, no doubt.
And him.
Marcus is in Kansas City. Hey, Marcus.
And him.
Hey, I just, how y'all doing, fellas? This is my first time calling in.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome aboard, Marcus.
Oh, right on, Andy. I appreciate that. I love to hear y'all argue, and I love hearing Paul. He's so defensive.
I am, Marcus. I can't help it.
Nah, that's cool, man. Nah, I heard the last caller, he was talking about, he said running back, but I think he meant wide receiver. I think his name was Cody Littmer or something like that. 6'2",
from Indiana?
Yeah. From
oh,
Indiana.
Yeah. Cody Latimer, Indiana, 6'2", 215, 4'5", 240.
Yes. I saw him. Hey, he.
Never saw him.
I don't think we have video.
For a big guy, I'm digging him. I'll listen to which I got to say about him off the air, but yeah, I'm really digging him. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you, right. Marcus.
Thanks,
call
Marcus.
Back anytime.
Absolutely.
So Cody Latimer.
Look at the reach of that. Marcus was listening. Doesn't sound like he was intent on calling. He heard somebody bring up a guy that he knows and knew it was wrong, and boom, picks up the phone. Otherwise, we wouldn't have heard
from
him.
It's the power of PFW and Progress.
But it's the reach. Apparently, he's an Indiana fan, I'm guessing. Where was he from, Indiana?
From Kansas City.
And Eric has the Lindy's draft preview here. He's listed as a potential fifth-round pick. Cody Latimer. I don't remember seeing video on him.
Why is he an underclassman coming out?
And why wasn't he invited to the combine?
Steroids.
Yeah.
Latimer. Remember in program? Latimer.
Yeah, that's true. Occasional concentration issues leading to drops. Perfect. I want him. Exhibits burst and hip sync to separate out of cuts.
Ooh, hip sync.
Got to have the hip sync as opposed to in sync.
Or lip sync.
You two just didn't miss a beat there, like one after another.
Pat Bowen from Agawam. Good afternoon, gents.
That sounded like it was supposed to be dirty. Pat Bowen from Agawam.
Dick Wom your own aga. I was...
Wom your own aga?
You see, they played the April Fool's thing today with... You know, the flight that went down and the names came out. Some Ting Wong.
Oh, yeah.
We Too Low.
And terrible. What they haven't realized is all they need to do is go read the lineup from the World Baseball Classic from some of those teams, and it's just as funny. And it's real. I mean, there are literally like Bung Hole and stuff that play for those teams, and it's not offending anybody.
Holy Fook.
Yeah. No, there was a guy. I went to the first World Baseball Classic sophomore year of college, and it was like Bum Ho Lee was like their leadoff.
They have guys that, like, you just laugh. I'm sorry. I'm probably offending you.
Great pictures of me in the Korean cheering section wearing like a Korean like huge hat.
Bum Ho Lee.
I want to apologize to all our Asian friends out there.
They like to party. Was that another bucket list thing for you?
Oh, sure. They just loved to party. The Koreans were my favorite group out of all the teams that were there.
They just loved to party.
Now, of course, the U.S. didn't even make the finals, which is why I went out there.
Rodman there?
What?
What was that now?
He hangs out with the North Koreans, right? This was the South Koreans you were chilling with.
This was the nice Koreans.
They did have like one big Aesop Choi, played for the Cubs for a while.
Yeah.
I think he was on their team.
You got to really give credit to the North Koreans. They're unanimous when they vote. See that? 100% turnout and 100% of the vote
it
went
was
to
amazing.
Il Jong-yi or whoever he is.
So that new guy in charge there needs a new haircut.
Who, the Jong?
He's got a terrible hair.
Well, now, now he wants all the men to have his hair cut. Did you hear that?
Really?
I did hear that, yeah.
100% turnout. That was pretty impressive.
He needs
100% approval.
That's where you need
to. Isn't that where we just send in a team, he disappears? You know, we have snipers.
Do you think we can get someone to write in and say it wasn't really 100%?
But I mean, or Dennis Rodman. Let's strap a bomb to Dennis Rodman, send him over there, and we'll blow it.
There you go.
I mean, let's be honest. We'll be doing the world a favor on two accounts.
Patrick says, I was curious to hear your guys' opinion on possibly picking up free agent defensive end Anthony Spencer as a depth guy.
I threw that out there on Twitter over the weekend.
Okay. I know he's coming off microfracture knee surgery, but if he comes back close to 100%, he could be a steal. I don't hear his name floated around at all, and because of his injury, he could probably be had on the cheap. I'd also like to know what you guys think of strong safety Ahmad Dixon from Baylor. I haven't really heard of him until WEEI.com did a profile, and he at least sounds like a good hard-hitting safety. He projects as a third or fourth-round pick. If Bill likes him enough, our recent draft history dictates that we'll trade up with the Texans a spot to select him.
Give us the name again.
In all seriousness,
Ahmad Dixon.
In all seriousness,
strong safety,
Andy and Paul, have you looked at this kid yet? As always, you guys are great, and I'm planning on buying you lunch soon.
Always elusive up arrow from Andy Hart.
Yeah, Andy has watched the
good size hitter, solid, not overly quick, gets through the traffic in the box well. He's a hybrid linebacker type in their defense over his course of his career. Seems pretty emotional, vocal. He's a true strong safety. Probably going to be some questions in coverage. 4.64, not a great 40 time. He is sort of old school. A few years ago would have been great. And I don't know if he's got the athleticism and quickness to be the new age strong safety.
I got him listed as a fourth rounder projection in Lindy's.
I got him as a six in NFL Draft Scout.
Now, Christian.
Nope, 4.5.
As far
his
as
number was six.
Oh.
The running back from Indiana, Christian's saying it's
not
Steven
tied
Houston.
For five.
Oh, there was a running back that he was talking
about? It's
actually
six.
Yeah, Steven Houston, not Latimer.
It sounded like Christian, because Christian mentioned Ivan Fears, and he would be working out a running back, obviously, not a wide receiver. But
he used to coach wide receivers.
That's true. He's done it all. Done it all.
I've done it all in my pants.
Oh, my God.
At some point or another.
Sydney got in trouble the other day, and Deidre said, I'm going to start treating you like Cinderella. I'm going to make you wash your father's underwear.
Oh, wow.
And you don't want that.
No.
T in Toronto is upset with us about making fun of the CFL. He also says, I want to go on record stating that the Patriots will be just above 500. Eric. The Patriots' approach to all phases of the game.
Eric's not on the record as saying they're above 500.
Below. Right.
Well, I didn't say that.
He's not on the record.
I'm not on the record yet.
Okay. The Patriots' approach to all phases of the game has not evolved, and because of that, we are slowly sinking.
Jarrell Revis, they signed the best cover corner in football in a passing league, and yet they have not evolved.
Last year, there was a lot of luck, and there is no way that the rest of the division remains lagging behind.
Oh, I think there's a way that that could happen. I've been saying that for 12 years.
Have you missed the aughts?
you jokers are really out to lunch about where the team is at.
Well, we were.
It is too young and inexperienced with veterans who no longer have any heart or skill. The O-line is going to suck.
Brady,
the
no
D-line line is going to give up 150-plus yards against the run each game. And our special teams is going to be the phase where we are going to continually incur injuries. Great team philosophy, so screw you all.
Wow.
We should forward that to Vince Wilfork, especially that defensive line. But the leaders have no heart, and the defensive line is going to get killed. CC Vince Wilfork and Bianca on that. Okay. A little motivation.
Or
that sounds like a troll, by the way.
Or just chuckle at the troll.
I did take a little shot at Canada. I said Bolden makes for a nice backup in Canada.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
But it proves people listen because it was like an under-the-breath, you know, wasn't even as loud as a Wong joke.
That's like I had the sarcastic, it's too bad Uncle Phil wasn't around to see Will Smith come in and visit.
Oh,
today.
I didn't even hear that.
And someone ended up, wow, Uncle Phil with the question mark. Scott making
you
fun
like
of me
death
on Twitter.
Jokes, huh?
He
makes jokes about me not finishing
why
the marathon.
Why can you not mention a guy who is no longer alive?
Right.
Like, why is that, like, insensitive? I said, too bad he's not around to see it.
It's a tone thing.
It's not a tone thing.
It's a tone.
It was a lame Fresh Prince joke.
Let's go to John in L.A. Hey, John, how you doing?
And he's
I am well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing
took
great.
His life with a nickel-plated pistol.
Good.
Yeah.
I apologize in advance if you've already discussed these topics, but I'll be very quick.
Next topic.
I know Will Smith is in for a visit today. Are there any other guys where they're just going to take Will Smith and Anthony Spencer and other guys like that and just like give a bunch of cheap contracts and have them battle out and hope one of them shows something?
They've done things like that in the past. I think they did it a little bit with wide receiver last year. It didn't work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed to Anthony Spencer, and I know it's microfracture. It's a serious injury. But like the emailer said, you're not going to have to invest anything there, and you might get lucky.
And don't forget, you have Michael Buchanan. You have, theoretically, Jake Beckett. You also have... that's the appropriate response to that.
John.
You also
John, come on.
Armin Armstead, who was a true defensive end at USC. He was a...
third on the depth chart.
Well, but... You know, Bill included him in his defensive tackles, but I wouldn't be stunned to see, for example, Chandler Jones on the inside and Armstead on the outside, and they do some games and different things. So he could kind of be in that situational sub-edge mix. You know, the cupboard is not 100% bare. It just needs improving. So I don't know that I'd prefer they don't throw a bunch of crap at the wall. I'd prefer they decide who they think is a decent guy and get him.
Yeah, now that would have been my preference as well. I would have rather put some significant resources into... somewhat, you know, Julius Peppers or Jared Allen
but
or whoever.
But the ship has sailed.
But, yeah, those guys are gone. So now I would rather, you know, have some strength in numbers and hope that somebody pans out. And if
you're
Will
making
Smith
me
has
feel
anything,
worse and worse about this team every segment. Now I think the receivers suck, and even if we added somebody, what would we ever do with them? The pass rush is the cupboard is
did
bare and there's nobody
stuff?
Available.
Well, I'm sorry, the pass rush, the cupboard is more or
they
less
had
bare.
The most sacks since they've had in 25 years.
I understand that. And I'm with Bill Belichick on this particular one.
Oh, it's funny. You're allowed to pick and choose when you align with BB.
Right. You do. I learned it from watching you.
That's Bill crap.
Go ahead, John.
Is this the part where we all ask the question, maybe can we read anything into Bill not pursuing Jared Allen and Julius Peppers because he feels confident about the guys we have? Or
he's cheap.
Yeah, it's one of those. You know, Grady Sizemore had microfracture surgery.
Yes,
so. Yeah.
And so far so good. Woo!
The only guy on the team hitting,
and he's played one game in 5 years.
You know who you're not talking about? The 750 people who had it who never played again.
Yeah, no, I know. We could get Greg Oden.
He's actually not playing poorly this. I mean, terribly
this
year.
He's doing all right.
He's actually staying out there. Who was the running back? Who was the first guy? Steven Davis was he the guy? Like he was one of the first like big namers, I think, that got it.
Yeah, I think he did get it.
Never saw him again.
Hey, do you think Bill cares about Brett Fisher talking about Darrell Revis being looking great and being fine? Like, does Bill care to that extent where he doesn't want trainers from off-season facilities to go on the record with the Herald about injury progress?
Yeah, because of Revis' status, he probably won't say anything about it to him, but I'm sure he doesn't like
it. He would prefer it not happen.
Right.
I mean, Remember he didn't like when his own father made a comment about Ken Walter?
Yeah, that was a little different, though.
Really? I don't remember that.
He
but.
Said,
well,
like,
they got to do something about the punch-up.
That was
the Indianapolis goal line stand game.
He would prefer no comments from anybody about anything.
I think that would be his preference. I don't think this particular thing is anything that he would...
No, not a big deal.
If Bill
he
had
actually
his way,
likes
his
these kind of stories that
talk.
Don't actually say anything.
Right.
Let me tell you something, though. If it
and
was
he's not
Chandler
coming
Jones
off an injury, by the
in
way.
In his second year, like in between his first year, and it was his trainer, he would say something to Chandler Jones.
And he was 2 years removed from an injury?
No, whether or not he was.
I don't think he
was. I think he would. Fred's right. If he could bully him, he can't bully Darrell Revis.
Right.
He doesn't have hands.
I agree with you guys that he would rather nothing be said. But I don't think this is an example of something that you have
a problem
with.
He would tell Chandler Jones, go tell your trainer to shut his mouth. That's what he would say.
You might be right.
It's like Dante Stallworth when he was talking about how they got chewed out and he was so stunned that they had the audacity to say which Randy Moss catch was their favorite.
Right.
Like, they got chewed out for that, undressed in Bill's office. Like, it doesn't seem like it's
an issue. He actually undressed them? Wow.
You know what I mean.
Actually, with you,
John,
we're not
don't
sure.
play Andy's side of the street.
Yeah. You spooge.
There's probably been enough Bush talk today.
Right.
Or spooge.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Thanks, John.
If Bush gets too big, he can join spooge on the offensive line.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what that means.
It's unbelievable.
And if only Will Smith's dad on the Fresh Prince could come. I didn't even mean that. The dead guy.
Noel from Denver writes in, I thought I really understood football. However, the Pats keep having me question my opinions. I have always left expertise to the pros, but I just do not understand how a John Abraham or Jared Allen could not help us win. I really need to know your thoughts on this. Is it my imagination that lack of pressure on opposing quarterbacks have kept us on the field? Manny could have sat in the pocket all day during the AFC Championship game. I seldom question the Patriots' decisions, but the last 2 years in the lack of a pass rusher has me baffled. Help me understand this. Wouldn't a pass rusher just make our corner safeties and team better?
Yes. But those two guys are really different. I mean, 2 years, $4 million or whatever, and 2 years, $15.5 guaranteed. I mean, they're in two different tax brackets or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, Jared Allen's done, though. Done.
That's what Sam says, right?
No. Will Smith is done.
I thought Sam said Jared Allen.
Jared
too.
Allen's done too.
I thought they were involved in the Jared Allen.
I think there
overrated.
Is, you know, I think where the Bill comes down on that when the guys start to earn that much money at that position, you know, unless they're all world, you know, if they can just do that one thing, he's not interested.
Well,
you know,
I don't personally believe Jared Allen only does one thing. And I also think. He may not be all world now, but he's been all world.
Yeah, but is he worth it now? And I think that's what it comes down to.
I think Jared Allen's worth the contract he just signed.
I do too. I would have given it to him.
Yeah.
He didn't blow the doors off with that contract.
Right.
I think anytime anybody gets any money, everybody around here just assumes that's too much. I think everybody's overpaid, you know, that signs anywhere else but here.
When in fact, oftentimes the overpaid guys
are here.
Let's see. Marshall wants to know, he says he'll be up from Charlotte in the Boston area in early May. Wants to know if there'll be a draft party open to the public on May 8th, first day of the draft. And there will be one here, Gillette Stadium. Not sure how you get tickets to it.
Not Patriots.com?
But they sell out so fast, so I don't want to, you know, raise
his really?
Hopes and, yeah.
Crush them?
Yeah.
That's not... season ticket holder thing? That's open to anybody?
Well, I think they offer it to them first.
But it's open to everybody.
Yeah, it's open to anyone.
Oh, because some whack jobs get in there.
Yeah.
Paul and I have walked through a few times.
I'm trying to think what the best way for him to inquire would be.
I thought it would be to contact you.
Apparently not.
Apparently I missed.
Well, I'm not sure.
Remembered.
Were you absent that day at that meeting?
How they're selling tickets and to who is, I'm not sure,
to
is
whom?
Settled. To whom?
So, what's your final thought?
Email marketing at patriots.com.
Does anybody check that account?
We don't know. Cole from Waterloo, how are cap values calculated in regards to incentives? If a player's contract is largely incentives, is there any cap relief given to a team, or do they have to count the maximum possible towards the cap? If a player has an incentive to make the Pro Bowl, then is lost in week two, would the team be able to use their unearned incentives to sign a different player? There are two types of incentives when it comes to the cap, likely to be earned and unlikely to be earned. And if they're likely to be earned, they do count 100% toward the cap.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Yes, but if the Pro Bowler gets hurt in week two, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Whether like, he made it the previous year, so it's likely to be earned.
Right,
but
right.
He blows out his eight, and he's not going
to
make it.
So it's
although, technically,
to be
I but guess you couldn't say he's definitely not going to make it until he doesn't make it, right? And that's late in the year? Like, it's voted on, he could technically make
it.
Yeah.
Probably
I think that's one that you could roll the dice on, though.
I would think it counts regardless if it's the likely to be earned. Because if you get hurt, it just happens, you know, it's bad luck.
Well,
I think.
It counts, but then you get the relief the next year
right.
if Possibly, he doesn't
But not in week two.
Not in week two.
Not that year. Right.
Right.
But a lot of the,
good.
You know,
we've settled that.
A lot of the incentives.
I was just thinking of like likely to be earned bonuses, like mock ones for us. Like,
there's probably people listening right now that know that go, these guys are a bunch of idiots.
Well, that's
because there's
true.
A lot of reporters in this town that
think they know,
think
but they
know
just
and
don't
have
know,
no flipping idea.
We'll never
there's
learn.
A lot of reporters on the NFL Network. Well, not a lot, at least one who think they know and have no idea.
And who would that be?
Ian Crapaport.
Well, there's a ton of those things that I mean, I one of my pet peeves, Freddie, is guaranteed money.
Right.
I think people calculate guaranteed money in all different ways. And to me, there's only one way. If the guy gets cut immediately, what does he get? And whatever that is, that's what his guaranteed money is. That's why you see these contracts. So-and-so is getting $35 million guaranteed. And then somebody else says, well, actually, it's only $32 million guaranteed. Because all of these different bonuses that people assume they're going to get, you know, then there's guarantees for injury, guarantees
right.
for skill. It's not all the same.
Yeah, these contracts are never what they seem to be when they're reported.
And people don't know how to read them.
Higgins writes in, my sister-in-law got selected by the Ravens
Magnum?
to present Goodell the Ravens' first-round picks jersey on stage at the NFL draft. I hate the Ravens, but it's an amazing honor. Any Patriot contests like that going on?
Yes.
Do explain.
I got nothing else. But I do know that we just talked about it in that meeting upstairs.
Oh, yeah? I came late.
Yeah. Keep an eye on Patriots.com and the Patriots Twitter feed for more information.
Okay.
But there's certainly going to be a contest. I believe it's Pepsi-funded, and you'll be flown to New York, and you can win that. I just don't know how.
Nice.
I feel a lot like Fred right now. I had a little information, but...
Yeah, that must have happened before I got this. So Patriots.com, check up on that.
And follow on Twitter and
follow at Patriots.
Yeah, it'll get to you. Somebody, Tom Brady's ego or alter ego on Twitter put out a photo of Rex Ryan holding the Super Bowl trophy. It says April Fool's. It's pretty funny.
As for our needs, says Higgins, we need one more good wide receiver. Also, what do you think of the Jets this season? The Jets went from being laughable to beginning to scare me with Vic Decker and possibly Chris Johnson and or DeSean Jackson.
Well, the possiblys might start to scare me.
Yeah.
If you add Chris Johnson and DeSean Jackson, they're probably going to draft, well, I guess maybe they wouldn't, but a potential playmaker on offense in now, but three of those things haven't happened yet.
Well, and a couple of the things that you talked about there with Decker is there.
Yeah, I don't care about
But
him.
If you added him with Jackson, now he's not the top banana, so that makes him a productive player.
Still doesn't
And Chris Johnson
me.
Might be able to be a playmaker for you. That's what they're sorely lacking.
Is Jeremy Curley still there?
So Michael Vick as their starting quarterback, do you increase their chances this year?
Yeah, no, Vick doesn't.
Yes, if you add those weapons on offense, yeah, because they had nothing. And
they have no weapons at all.
Regardless of the quarterback, their chances increase because they have playmakers. I mean, Chris Johnson, who knows what he is at this point, but if you have Chris Johnson with any semblance of his high end
And DeSean Jackson with a semblance of his high end.
Yeah.
Those are two elite playmakers when they're right or at their best.
Mm-hmm. And I, even though you hate Decker, I think with guys like that around him, he becomes what he was in Denver.
And Curley.
Just one of those guys who can suddenly now catch 80 passes for 1,000 yards.
And Curley,
I don't
can
think
now
he can do that
bitch
by
slap Kyle Arrington around because everybody else is focused on the other guys and all of a sudden I'm one on one with Kyle Arrington.
Yeah, cause I don't like Decker either. I think he's a definite product of the system, but now, he's in a system where he can be the product of it, whereas right now, he's the guy. I think he's going to be a disaster with New York if they don't sign guys.
Unmitigated.
Because I don't think he's capable of being the man.
When else do you use the word unmitigated except for disaster?
There's a lot of words like that that only apply in like
I feel like you only use it in one
phrases.
Phrase.
Yeah.
Eric, when would you use unmitigated other than disaster? Success? Can you have an unmitigated success?
Sure.
Do you have an unmitigated buffet?
Well, you know, if there were circumstances where you couldn't get everything from your buffet, that would be, you know, mitigating a buffet.
It's like when you say want with an O.
With an O.
It's always as he is wont to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's how,
that's how it's used.
It's almost always how it's used. There's a lot of words like that.
How about they're kind of one-trick pony words.
None of the other ones are coming
to
my mind
right
now,
though. Endangerment?
What?
Wanton endangerment.
Well, that's different than want.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that a different
Wanton
word?
Wanton is a different word.
It's a totally different word.
He shakes his head. Yeah, I was. That was a joke.
It's not a usage thing.
Todd,
it's a different word.
The person who was mad at us for making fun of the CFL says, "Holy crap! When you read the email, read the last part. I'm in Seoul right now.
Oh,
check
April
the time.
Fools!
It's April 1st, 2:30 a.m.
Good job, Freddie. I told you he wasn't being
AF
serious.
Equals April Fools.
I told you he wasn't being serious.
He's at Bunghole Liquors right now.
Oh,
it's a real
troll.
It's a real place.
Yeah, it's in Peabody Square.
Right
around the corner from me.
You know what a bunghole is, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, bunghole.
All right. See now.
What? It's the hole in a barrel of wine.
Is it?
Yes. And the bung is what fills it. You didn't know what a bunghole was?
Not that. No, I didn't know what
Fred
a bunghole
only
was.
Knew the,
it's the hole in the barrel of I guess, any, not just wine, but any
that
spirit.
He knows every single one of those double
right.
entendre
right.
words.
Right. So that he can
Eric
use
Eric knows
right.
bungholes.
Oh, wait
what?
A minute.
No, what?
It's the hole in the bottle of the wine.
What else would it be?
I wasn't looking at your ass.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I can't believe it.
I honestly didn't.
And that's why it's bunghole liquors, spelled liquors, because bunghole liquor comes, you know.
Yeah, that's why they call it that. They don't.
Well,
it's not like a cute play.
They have
on
Andy
words.
Hart as their general manager.
Zachary says, thanks for making the offseason fun. You all do a great job in the paper and the radio. A lot of mock drafts have the Patriots taking a quarterback in the third round. Do you think they'll take one? And if so, who? And Andy, keep the beard. It's sweet. That says Zachary.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well, you should be excited.
If the Patriots took a quarterback in the
that's
third
all you're
round.
That's concerned with.
Well, if I have a beard,
bungholes.
I can now go after Zachary because I got a beard.
Do you think that they would take a quarterback in the third round, first
yes.
of all? Yeah,
sure.
I think third's a little early for me.
Yeah.
But you guys think that they need to have the Brady replacement on
yeah, but
on
are
the
they
going to
get
well,
that?
I think more, I don't think
round?
They'll get him in the, I don't know if they'll get him in the third round.
I think more importantly they need the mallet replacement because I think mallet's days are numbered. So you need a backup next year. Mm-hmm. And I don't really love a rookie backup. I'd rather have a second year backup.
Mm. Okay.
But I
don't
have
feel that, I don't feel the urgency for that.
Mettenberger, I would like.
Oh,
second, third round, Jeff Matthews.
Well, Mettenberger seems like a real pro-ready guy.
If
right?
I could get Mettenberger,
well, yeah,
that,
for his ACL.
That would be different.
Yeah, but
and he has some
him
issues.
To come out right
he's a
away.
Bit of a dink. By all
because
accounts,
is
he needs to have his ego massaged.
Oh, really?
He's kind of emotional, and he doesn't have the Brady work ethic and that whole shtick.
Forget him.
Wait, so we can only take perfect quarterbacks?
I don't want a guy with a bad work ethic.
I don't know work. It's his whole mental approach to the game
what if
and
he's
to
a
life.
Great player?
And he's a bad work ethic?
But what if he's great?
Yeah, Randy Moss.
It's tough
he
to be
was
great
the perfect
if you don't
mental
like
makeup.
Yeah, but what if he is great? I'm asking you, I'm giving you a hypothetical.
So some
he's
hypothetical
great.
Player? Well, it would depend on how great. I don't know. I mean, you're asking me something.
See,
that,
Andy, I would definitely be with you. If Mettenberger were to be available in the third, to me, that's first-round talent who's available in the third
right.
or fourth round because of an extenuating situation.
And I'm not asking him to come in and
I'll
start.
I'll take that. Yeah, he can sit around all this year. Who knows? They could even put him on IR.
Right.
They could start him on PUP.
Wouldn't be a backup.
You wouldn't even have to
get
him.
I don't want him even.
You wouldn't even have to get him on the practice squad or anything like that. You could put him on IR.
He's my backup next year.
You could let him go to the meetings all year and learn and all that stuff. And now I have.
You know, after I trade Mallett for a one, now I got Menberger to be my backup.
Yeah, not just a one, the number one overall pick.
Right, Clowney.
Really? Who said that?
Ask PFW. Want to trade him in 29, Mallett in 29 for number one.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
And he ended with, am I dreaming?
And I said, only if you think he can get the number one overall pick with
Texas
Mallett.
The Texans are now saying they might pick two quarterbacks this year in the draft.
Why did they say that?
I don't know.
Like the Redskins
just
did
for the hell of it.
A couple of years ago?
Yeah. They said, yeah, we might pick a quarterback. We might pick two. That's
oh,
what they said.
So they said it like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm assuming they said it like
if
that.
That's how they said it, then that's
right.
The same thing.
Yeah, that's.
There wasn't any audio attached to the text.
No, but if that's what
that's
it said, we might. We might take two. Might take seven. I mean, that's what they're saying.
They might take two with one pick.
We might take none,
like Mike Mayock.
Right, three actually.
Yeah.
It all comes full circle.
Right.
It all comes full circle. All right. Well, that's going to do it
no,
for this edition.
Come on. Let's do another hour.
One more hour.
Maybe there are mitigating circumstances.
Itch, bunghole.
I got a lot of meetings. This time of year is very busy.
Bunghole Liquors.
Oh, stop.
All right.
What? It's a store that Paul gets his Miller Lite at.
Okay.
I don't really go
there. Will be
I drove by it to go to Paul's wedding.
We'll be back.
I go, look, Deidre, Bunghole Liquors.
Thanks for listening.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.